this morning that we got time.
Al Franken. Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes again.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them for half price. They believe after trying them for half price, you'll become a loyal customer. Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. HighMarket.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Full national and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. There's a new health update from doctors in Jerusalem on Israel's Ariel Sharon.
All the vital signs and all the measurements are according to what is expected after such a long surgery.
The Prime Minister underwent 7 hours of surgery after a massive stroke. CBS's David Hawkins says it likely means the end of a long political career.
The doctors that I've spoken to say that it's very unlikely that someone who suffered the kind of stroke, the severity of stroke that Prime Minister Sharon has suffered would return to office quickly or at all.
In Iraq.
Another bloody day in Iraq. Two more strikes aimed at two of the Sunni insurgency's prime targets. The first killing dozens outside the Imam Hussein Shrine in Karbala, one of the holiest sites for Shiite Muslims in Iraq. A second suicide bomber infiltrated a crowd at a recruitment center in Ramadi, where potential members of Iraq's new army and police force assembled to join their ranks.
But CBS's Pete Gowan, Baghdad, he says those two attacks claimed more than 80 lives. A U.S. convoy hit a roadside bomb south of Karbala. Multiple casualties reported there. A hotel at the gates to the Mecca shrine in Saudi Arabia has collapsed. Dozens killed and injured. Tributes, tears, and candles in a West Virginia mining town. At a church near the mine where 12 men died. The only survivor of the disaster is hospitalized. Relatives say Randall McCloy didn't want to work in the mine but needed it for his new family. A California couple has some explaining to do. The way police tell it, they got someone to watch their dogs but left their two boys, ages 9 and 5, home alone when they went to Vegas for New Year's.
Sergeant Brian Kalinowski says they were arrested after getting off a plane from Las Vegas.
Two felony counts on each for child endangerment. The bill is $200,000.
The two boys lived on cereal and frozen dinners for a couple of days before police were alerted. Right now, the boys live with their grandmother. Bob Melrose, CBS News, San Ramon, California.
The eyes of Texas are wide open.
Horn, baby, hook the horn! Yeah.
Longhorns fans in Pasadena delirious over the results of the Rose Bowl.
He throws the ball out of bounds. The game's over. Texas has won the national championship. The Longhorns come through in the final minute to beat Southern California. SC's 34-game winning streak has come to an end. It's the Texas Longhorns, national champions for the first time since 1970.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman. Texas won 41-38. Well, hip-hop hits the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Singer and actress Queen Latifah got a star, first for a hip-hop artist. S&P futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
This is a 5 start to your morning drive for Boulder and down in Denver. Everything to this point is roads wide open. We aren't catching any buildup around town. We are accident and stall free. Now, if you're taking that mountain drive, beware, it is a little snow-packed along I-70. Starts on the west approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. That's going to carry through Vail over to Eagle. Loveland Pass is closed because of the bad weather condition. Weather for today, though, sunny down.
The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
A deadly infectious disease called meningococcal meningitis killed my daughter. Parents in Denver need to know it may be prevented through vaccination. My child did not have to die. Ask your doctor about immunization.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
George!
Oh. The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who underwent brain surgery after suffering what the doctors call a significant stroke last night, a cerebral hemorrhage with massive bleeding, is described as stable this morning.
He is stable. All his signs, blood pressure and pulse are within normal limits.
However, says Dr. Shlomo Mor-Yosef of Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem,
his condition is severe.
Israel's governmental power has been transferred to Deputy Premier Ehud Olmert. CBS News correspondent David Hawkins.
While the short-term political succession is clear, the long-term consequences, both for Israel politically and for the peace process in general, is unclear. It's thrown Israeli politics into turmoil.
More after this.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar,
I knew this would happen someday. My granddaughter locked my keys in my car.
You're blaming it on the granddaughter.
Well, I shut the door. I guess it's my fault.
You remember your security pin number?
775.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
How old is your granddaughter?
6.
Oh, dear. You know, it's funny, tonight we have a call in. She blamed it on her kids, and they yelled from the back seat, "No, he didn't."
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There you go. It's open. Give it a try.
Yeah, I heard it. This is the coolest thing ever. He opened our car. I saw my wife. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
The doctors tell correspondent David Hawkins that the surgery to stop the bleeding in Ariel Sharon's brain was an emergency procedure.
And it was a serious emergency, and it was definitely a life-threatening situation, and that generally when patients go into surgery for this kind of stroke, they emerge with serious disabilities.
Daniel Kurtzer, former U.S. ambassador to Israel.
Israel has been in the midst of what could be called succession politics, and certainly this will now move into an accelerated pace.
As for Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert,
he's a proven leader, but he will now have to build a popular base, certainly for the next few months of governing.
President Bush, calling Sharon a man of courage and peace, says he and Mrs. Bush are praying for his recovery. White House correspondent John Roberts.
If he were not to be able to continue, it really would leave a very big question mark for this White House as to whether or not his successor would have the same sort of political clout and credibility with all kinds of Israelis to be able to keep moving ahead with the peace process. So they are praying for his recovery.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Make this the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match.com for details.
The Osgood File, January 5th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
609, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 48. Low, 24. Mostly sunny, though, today. That's good news. Jay Mervin here, the hour of no power. Before we change the pattern on the radio station. By the way, somebody told me, I heard it somewhere coming in this morning, sunrise this morning isn't until 7:20. That means we'll be in the hour of no power for an hour and 20 minutes until the sun finally comes up. Well, that'll be an interesting morning this morning because we've got all kinds of guests on this morning. We've got Ed Schultz, who I'd love to get on this show. You hear him 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and I love getting Ed on and talking to him. And he's going to talk about Abramoff, the NSA domestic surveillance story, and his interview with Jack Murtha on Tuesday. We've also got former U.N. weapons inspector and in Iraq and former Marine intelligence officer Scott Ritter will be here. He'll be our very special guest to talk about the Iraq events to be held nationwide in the following weeks. And then former White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta to talk about the Abramoff plea deal and the potential fallout. Panetta is a member of the Citizens Advisory Group and is the founder and director of the Panetta Institute, a nonpartisan center for the study of public policy. We'll also have Pat Walk on a little bit after 7 o'clock, head of the Colorado Democratic Party. They're calling on Wayne Allard and also Marilyn Musgrave to return money that they received from Tom DeLay, I believe it is. Let me look at that release. I'm sorry, it's Abramoff. And I know Musgrave, because I know Musgrave received money from Tom DeLay. And the reason I know this is because somebody sent me an email yesterday saying they called Musgrave's office and they asked if she ever returned that money that she got from DeLay. And the answer out of the office was no. But Pat Walk will be here at 7 o'clock. She calls on the Democratic Party, actually, is calling on Senator Allard and Representative Musgrave to return Abramoff contributions. So we'll see what she has to say about that. And maybe we have Senator Wayne Allard's office and Marilyn Musgrave's office and ask them what they intend to do with this money. Because you know what? Anybody who took money from him, they are running like crazy to try to dump this bread, to try to get rid of it. And they're going to give it to charity, including Bush's reelection campaign, which is going to return money that was given to them by Abramoff, Abramoff's wife, I believe an Abramoff relative, and some kind of phony sham organization that Abramoff was running. It's also going to be an interesting morning because, and I've complained about this for weeks, and I know it's self-indulgent to bring this up, but I got to bring it up again. You know what? I'm losing my voice, or I feel like I'm losing my voice. You ever get that feeling when your throat's scratchy? And I don't know if this, how can a cold go on this long? Even though when I was in Las Vegas, this thing rescinded. Now I'm beginning to think that I have hay fever. Because where Mary and I live, there are a ton of trees. And they're all over the house. And we're planning to move soon, in about a month. And then maybe this stuff will stop. But I'm telling you something, I'm eating Sudafed like there's no tomorrow. I know the DEA is going to be at my house thinking that I'm cooking up methamphetamines with all this cold medicine. I tried everything. As a matter of fact, I drank Airborne last night. You ever had Airborne? Which my sister turned me on to. Her and her husband, he was on a business trip to China, and they got sick. They both got colds, and they brought along Airborne. And I'm not endorsing Airborne here. I'm not trying to. But they took Airborne, and it like wiped their cold out. So last night, Mary gets me the Airborne, and I hold my nose, and I drink it. And nothing. This morning, I'm still in the same condition.
What they say that stuff Airborne is actually for, Jay, is that the first sign of a cold, you're supposed to take it and it's supposed to kill it. It's not supposed to kill an actual cold that you already have, but if you feel like any kind of symptom, it's supposed to take care of it right away. Invented by a teacher, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I also heard. So maybe I'm going to have to take my hypochondriac ass back into my doctor again, Dr. Mayoko, and say, you know, I can't get rid of this thing. No matter how hard I try, I can't beat it back. And I've tried.
You tried Zicam yet?
Yeah, I've tried every listener's suggestion. And you know what? Kind, really kind people have emailed me and have said, you know, what about this? Try this, try that, try this, eat vitamin C. And I've tried it all, man.
Have you tried the colloidal silver? Have you gotten the email about just drinking silver?
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
I know, it sounds pretty sketchy, doesn't it?
The toxic level, you know? Oh, Lord. All right, enough of my medical history here during the power hour, the hour of no power. I won't get into any more of this, and I'm not going to get on the air, which is like the worst talk radio in the world, and solicit cold remedies. I'm not going to do that either, so don't call up here at 303-713-7600 with a cold remedy. So we'll see if this lasts until 10 o'clock. And, you know, and the last part of this is, too, I hate to call up management and say, well, you know, I'm losing my voice and I can't come in. There's something about that. I have too strong of a work ethic, which, by the way, you know, if you're a progressive or a liberal, that's something we're not supposed to have if you listen to neocons. We're not supposed to have strong work ethics, which, you know, isn't true. Just like we're not supposed to support the troops. That if you make any comment critical of American foreign policy, what ends up happening is they go after you for not supporting the troops, which is absolute BS. And it gets in line with what I've been saying here for a couple of weeks. And if you read that book by Haynes Johnson that I keep recommending about the age of anxiety, and we had Haynes Johnson on here, this whole idea that they have these levers that they pull, they have these levers that they exert, and that in the past, we have given in to these levers. We have allowed them to control the public debate. We have allowed them to push us around, and the time is now for us to stand up, and the time is now for us to say, you know what, this stuff doesn't work. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, and they do it in very subtle ways. Well, they do it in overt ways by saying, oh, you're just a liberal. Oh, you know, you and your commie pinko friends. You're obviously a socialist. I mean, they get into all this stuff. You know, which forces us to get on the defensive. And we ought to take the offensive against them. We really should. But they also do it in a very subtle way. Now, there was a guy from Newsweek. I didn't see this because Mary and I were in transit. So maybe you saw this on Sunday morning with Tim Russert. But there was a guy on Newsweek, and I can't remember his name. But here's how he described Russell Feingold of Wisconsin. He described him as being the quote-unquote sane Howard Dean, which is to indicate that Howard Dean is insane. Now, what kind of crap is that? And there it is on NBC's Meet the Press. And does Tim Russert question the guy on this? Does he say, what are you insinuating that Howard Dean is mentally ill? No, he just lets it go. But see, the message is hanging out there. And they do this on a repeated basis. Not only with the strong language about us, but also with these little subtle digs. And because the guy has Newsweek after his name, people step back and they assume, oh, you know, that's a credible source. So that must be true what he's saying, that Howard Dean is a little nuts. And I don't know about you, but, you know, and then to quote Bush 1, it's time for us, liberals and progressives, to really draw the line and say, you know something, we're not going to put up with this dialogue, we're not going to put up with this, because after all, most of what this country has today came from Democrats and came from the left. And the best place to point is FDR. You know, these neocons and their kids... And their parents and their have lived off the FDR legacy for years on end, and here they are spending their entire time trying to destroy it. Meanwhile, while they're using it, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 a.m. 7:60, Boulder's a progressive talk. Let me throw in one other thing here before we go to the break. It's kind of like Tom DeLay, okay, who joins up with the Republicans, and the Republicans are always against lawyers. They always want to introduce anti-tort legislation. But Tom DeLay sued, I believe it was a doctor, in the death of his father. See, he had no problem running to a lawyer at that particular time. But you know what? don't let you and I run to a lawyer. Or, you know, that's a frivolous lawsuit. All right, 619, 19 after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Good start to your Thursday morning drive. We aren't dealing with any big issues around the Boulder area. The city streets are starting to come to life a little bit more, and we're starting to pick up along those highways, 93 south to Golden, 119 to Limon. We're looking pretty good for the Boulder Turnpike east and westbound right now. Down in Denver, any overnight construction activity wrapped up. Everything to this point is rolling wide open, but once again, starting to see that buildup around town. If you are heading up to the high country, you do have snowpack roads to deal with along I-70, mainly in between our tunnel, getting over to Vail and on through Eagle. Take a look at your forecast for today. We're looking at mostly sunny skies and highs lingering right around the 50-degree mark. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, sunny and 62. Right now it's 28. Mayor McNeil on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
New crimes, new cases, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies Saturday nights in January. Starring Kelly Martin and introducing Dick Van Dyke in Murder 101. The Hallmark's mystery movies premieres this Saturday at 9, 8 Central, only on the Hallmark Channel.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Admit, right after Christmas, sometimes there's a little bit of a letdown. Maybe you just want the holidays to keep going. Maybe you didn't get quite what you were hoping for. Well, at Gander Mountain, we've got the cure for any case of post-holiday blues. It's the winter clearance, with savings of up to 50% off Gander Mountain's everyday low prices. Get 30 to 50% off men's and women's sportswear and outerwear, with 25 to 50% off camo and blaze outerwear and accessories. Plus, during the Gander Mountain winter clearance, you can get an additional 10% off all clearance firearms. You can even get 40% all in-stock tree stands. So hurry Gander Mountain and get those things you didn't find under your tree. Or just get yourself a big head start on spring. But while winter clearance at Gander Mountain will be going on through the end of January, you need to hurry in now for the best selection. Hey, there's no letdown here. Just lower prices. Gander Mountain. We live outdoors.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623. 23 minutes after 6, high today, 48, low of 24. And a high of 48. Did I already say that? I did. And mostly sunny today. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? We'll do that. And I got some other stories to put today. And, you know, yesterday morning we were talking about the mining situation. And here, you know, here's one of the big things when I ask. And when I was talking about Tom DeLay and frivolous lawsuits. You know, if that was your family, if you had a husband that was killed or a brother that was killed in that mine accident, and you knew that this mine had been sighted in the past, and the mine owners claim that they had cleaned up part of the violations, but that there were other violations out there, and they still continue to operate. And by the way, mine is a non-union structure. Which a close examination of the facts shows that if you work in a union situation, you're far better off than if you're working in a non-union situation. And what I mean by that is safety. Because if you're in a union situation, the union can come forward and say, look, the conditions are unsafe. We're not going down there. We're not going to do it until you fix things. If you're in a non-union situation, you have to go down there. You have to do it. Or, you know what? You get fired. Even though they claim that they take safety precautions and that the Labor Department has a hotline you can call if you're being harassed by the company. But here's the point I wanted to ask. In the 35 minutes we have left here, in the hour of no power. Actually, it's an hour and 20 minutes of no power. But we have Pat Walk coming up at 7 o'clock. Would you sue? Because my feeling is I would. I'd sue on a couple of levels. First of all, I'd sue on the violations. Then I'd sue for emotional damage due to the fact that they said, and I don't care if there was a miscommunication, they said that these guys had lived, and then it turned out they died. And I don't know if you would qualify that as a frivolous lawsuit or not, because I don't think it is. I don't think it's a frivolous lawsuit at all. Now President Bush, George W. Bush, says, well, we're going to have a complete investigation. And I think that, you know, for once he's right about that, and plus, let's see where governmental agencies came down on policing this mine. And whether these violations were really, steep fines or if they were just slaps on the wrist. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to David and Greeley. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I take exception to a little thing you said earlier about how the conservatives are always basically bad-mouthing and getting away with it. Because I listen to your station. I am a conservative. And a couple of days ago, I listened to Randy Rhodes openly call the President of the United States a criminal, insane, evil, someone who hates people. And I heard Mike Malloy really calling one of the President's spokesmen a lying, piglet, Nazi bastard. These are things that if a conservative were to say that in any public forum, anything like that in any public forum, be burned at the stake.
Well, you know what?
There's definitely a double standard.
Well, I don't think there's any double standard. First of all, I can't speak for them because it's not my radio show. But I'll tell you something. There are conservatives, and there are neocons who engage in that kind of behavior all the time. Let me cite a couple of them to you. Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly does it on a continuing basis. He calls people pinheads. He threatens them. The latest threat he issued was to go after Bill Keller of the New York Times and Frank Rich, who's a columnist there, talking about how they're being unfair to the President of the United States and that if they don't stop, he's going to expose their personal life. Now, what does that have to do with anything having to do with a political opinion? And he's always name-calling. And then the other one, who's the 800-pound gorilla of name-calling, is Limbaugh. I mean, all you got to do is listen to any show that he engages in. Feminazis, I can't remember the term he used for Ted Kennedy once, but it was very, very derogatory. I mean, that goes on all the time over there when you listen to them. So, you can't call up and say that it's, that you cite Randy Rhodes, you cite Mike Malloy, as examples. Because for every two examples you can give me, I can give you five or six examples on a daily basis where this stuff goes on. And I gave you the example on Meet the Press of trying to insinuate that Howard Dean is insane.
I understand your point of view. I just think there's a difference in degree. I really do.
There's in degree, because wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. You know, there's no difference between calling somebody a feminazi and a pinhead than calling somebody a criminal. It's name-calling, and you called with this original conversation to complain about name-calling. And name-calling from the right goes on all the time. And they also insinuate on a continuing basis that somehow, if you agree with the administration, and George W. Bush does this on a regular basis, that somehow you're anti-American, that you're unpatriotic, and that you're threatening the nation's security. And you know what? As somebody who loves country, I resent that, and it smacks of McCarthyism. Do you know who Joe McCarthy is?
Yeah, I do, and I agree with part of what you said there. But then I hear it on the other side as well, where where basically they say that if you support the war, or if you support the president, or if you happen to be conservative, then you must be, you know, a selfish, child-hating, you know, freedom-hating, you know, Nazi bastard type thing. And so I guess my point is I would like to see the people in the public arena, I guess, step it up a notch and debate the issues rather than doing the challenge bullshit.
You know, then I would suggest you clean up your own house first. And by the way, I left out Pat Robertson, who are notorious name callers and who say extremely radical and disgusting things like, you know, that feminism leads, women to kill their babies. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Or that the Dover school system, because they lost in court, and that the school board got recalled, that, you know, that if something bad happens, don't go to God, because God's not going to hear what you have to say. That's damaging on a daily, daily basis. Thank you, David, for the call. 303-713-7600-630 at AM 760. And let's get some progressive traffic now.
And we're still dealing with a pretty good drive on the highways, just starting to kick in with the slowdowns now. Southbound I-25, all that traffic driving in from Broomfield, Thornton, and Northland. You'll find slowdowns in between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue, continuing down towards the Turnpike. Although Boulder Turnpike is still in great shape, I-270 is starting to slow down from I-76 down through York in those eastbound lanes. And just starting to catch the buildup around town, but we do remain accident-free so far. Take a look at your weather today. Sunny skies and up around 50. Much warmer for tomorrow under sunny skies with 62. Right now it's 26. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Helton says take the freeway to Freeway 4 and right now get loaded 03 Explorer for just $13.9. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups faster for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Get your loaded 03 Explorer today for just $13.9. Freeway 4 to I-25 and Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM 760 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download podcasts from CBS News and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood, you name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and variable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like it explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses.
Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? Yeah, Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
Let's face it, most everyone can use extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750-310.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 48. Hey, how about this? How about a little Bush cronyism? Are you ready for this? Since close to the whole issue of these recessed appointments that the White House and George W. Bush engage in, one of the people that he's got to appoint to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is Julie Myers. Does that name sound familiar? Julie Myers? She is the niece of former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers and is the wife of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, Chief of Staff John Wood. And she's facing bipartisan opposition. Myers also worked as Chertoff's Chief of Staff. Now, you'd think this administration would learn after the Michael Brown situation. You're doing a heck of a job running. But you know what? They never learn. And if you want to see something that'll just blow you away, get the current issue of Rolling Stone, in which Thomas Frank and a co-author, whose name I can't recall, have written a whole article documenting all the cronyism and the ineffective use of the Department of Homeland Security and the absolute trashing of FEMA, which used to have a cabinet-level status and under this administration was demoted and put in like a little office in the basement to the point when they would get on the phone to call somebody to try to get help, like the Pentagon or somebody else. They wouldn't take their calls because they didn't know who they were. Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, hi, you're on AM760.
Hey, Jay. Okay, a couple things. You do not have a cold. You have chronic sinusitis. I'm not a doctor, but I've suffered. And I would recommend you see a really good allergist and even get a CAT scan to see, make sure there's nothing else going on up there in your head. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a last resort since nothing else works. Maybe that's what I ought to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I wound up, I had an abscess in one of my sinus cavities, and you couldn't even tell I had a sinus there. It was so bad. I wound up had that surgery. And they kept saying, they kept telling me I had a sinus infection. And I was on antibiotics 8 times in 2 years. And I finally said, enough is enough. This is not an infection. Anyway, and so that's what it wound up being. I had to have surgery. And then beyond that, David can add my name to that list of people calling names to those Lion Steven bastards. I'll say it. Anyway, and then beyond that, please don't forget what Carl Levin did. Went on with, did a bipartisan thing and, are denying habeas corpus to the Guantanamo prisoners.
And yeah, I read about that yesterday.
What have I been talking about? Jay?
Yeah, I really
about losing our rights.
I really want to talk to Carl Levin about that. Not that he would come on here because he doesn't owe any of us in Colorado anything,
right.
But I've always liked him. I've always admired him, and I can't figure out for the life of me why he did that.
Apparently, they lied. Be surprised. They lied. Oh, my God. Yeah, they promised it was only going to apply to new people, not the ones that are already there. Well, guess what? They lied. Be surprised. Oh, God. Anyway, and so, yeah, and keep talking about these recess appointments because, oh, my God, they're horrible. I think we should put a stop to that business. That's outrageous.
Here it is. This morning in the Boston Globe, check this out. This is by Charlie Savage of the Boston Globe. When President Bush last week signed the bill, I'm quoting here from the article, outlawing the torture of detainees, he quietly reserved the right to bypass the law under his powers of commander-in-chief. After approval last Friday, Bush issued a signing statement, an official document in which the president lays out his interpretation of a new law declaring that he will view the interrogation limits in the context of his broader powers to protect national security. And what this means is Bush believes he can waive the restrictions and get around this whole McCain thing that was so bitterly fought. The executive branch shall continue the law in a manner consistent with the constitutional authority of the president as commander-in-chief. Now, this was on the White House website, which most people didn't see.
King frickin' George. my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's...
And the miners, okay, like you mentioned, they are non-union. What have I been saying? Unions have got to get back. This whole thing, what they did to those families, 20 minutes after they first made the announcement, if you will, they knew that it was wrong, and they didn't go tell those people. They are so expendable. They just don't even get, they're just trash. They don't care about people who work for a living. It's the bottom line of the company that counts. It's not. It's like Ford when they decided it was cheaper to pay off a few people after an accident than to fix a problem and make a recall. I mean, this is the sort of thing that we get from these people when we get these corporatists and everything else. And people can say I'm nuts, and you can say I'm wearing a foil cap if you want. I don't care. These people are worse than we even.
No, I think history, proves that this kind of stuff goes on a regular basis. I mean, the latest story I heard this morning was that the head of Delphi, which is one of this country's largest auto parts maker, is cutting all these jobs, is telling the workers that they have to tighten their belts and that they have to make sacrifices. And then it comes out that he and his buddies, and he and the directors of the company, are getting huge raises. And you know what? That's not right. All right, Laverne, I got to go. Thank you for the call.
Take care. Have a great day.
Okay. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 7. Well, I can't. There you go, Pat. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
I got a sticky switch there, Pat.
Sticky switch is never good, Jay.
No.
I agree with Laverne. I think you have allergies and or sinus issues, not a cold. And don't forget this bizarre weather we're having. It's incredibly dry, too warm, real windy. I think she's probably really, really close to the money on that. So I would suggest maybe you either tell your doctor to check into that or you go to an allergist.
Yeah, the other weird thing is my dogs have kennel cough.
Yeah, I think the weather. My husband is going through something similar to you, and he works outside. And he does have hay fever-like allergies, and they've just totally kicked up. So I don't think you're fighting a cold. I think you've got allergies.
Well, I'm due to go into my doctor next week for blood work, so...
Yeah.
I'll talk to her about it.
Also, I'm with Laverne 100%. Three cheers, I say to her. And here's something I'm going to add to her litany. I think George Bush is a megalomaniacal fascist pig bastard.
Jeez.
I can't bear to see his face, to hear his voice. And, he makes me physically ill.
Well, I agree. It's a real assignment. It's a real challenge to listen to him talk.
Yeah,
I really dread the State of the Union address because I really don't want to sit through it. And you know exactly what it's going to be. I mean, he's going to talk about how robust the economy is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to go through all of these false mirage-like. Measurements in Iraq, where yesterday there were like over 100 people killed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to go through all of this, and, you just think to yourself, man, enough is enough. Stop lying. Come into reality. And I should have said to that caller about name calling, I should have said, you know what, it is apropos to see that George W. Bush is a liar because there's proof.
He's a liar.
That he lies. I mean, I can supply the proof right now that he lies. I mean, all right, here's one of his big lies. And this has been debunked. Everybody in Congress saw the same intelligence about Iraq that he saw. Now, that's not true. That's not true. Congressperson after congressperson, senator after senator, representative after representative has come forward and said they did not see the same intelligence. That the way it works is that the executive branch analyzes and the legislative branch digests.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's just one of many lies. He's foisting another lie right now. This is his latest lie. Well, he's got a couple of them out there. First of all, let me give you his big lie that he's got going on now. This is about the NSA situation. He says, he makes the implication that everybody was on board with the spy program. Then it was reviewed by members of the United States Congress, and there was a program to which Congress has been briefed. You heard him say that many times. Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, it sounds like the legislative branch was consulted, signed off on the deal, what the White House was doing, signed off on what the White House was doing, but you know what? That's not true. The facts are that a very limited number of senators and House members were briefed on the program, with 14 out of 535 senators and representatives receiving briefings over the last 4 years. What's more, the stuff was highly classified, so they couldn't go out and they couldn't talk to anybody about it, since they basically couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't do anything about it. So what Bush is doing is he's lying about this, and he's throwing up a smokescreen about it, and Tom Daschle said, we were told. We were being informed, and we were never consulted. So Bush lies about that. I mean, these are all out-and-out lies this guy gets into.
Jay, he's a liar, and he's. I think he's nuts. I've told you that before. You didn't agree with me. I think the man's certifiable. I just think he should be put in a home someplace. And I will say this also. I mean, this one caller was talking about Mike Malloy. I had to listen to Mike Malloy last week because he was filling in for Randy. For the first time in a long time, I was happy when I got home. He said everything that I'm thinking, and he said it with gusto. I say three cheers for him, and I'll say something else to you. In my work life and people I interact with day to day, more and more and more people are saying, what the hell is going on here? I mean, why did gas prices just shoot up 12 cents a gallon?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, people are questioning it, and I can't say anything about Mike Malloy because I used to work with him. And all I'll say about him is this: he doesn't like me, and that's a long-standing problem, which is never going to get resolved. But Pat, I got to run. I thank you for the call.
Feel better,
and I'm trying.
Okay.
I love you. See you later.
Bye.
303-713-7600. It's the hour of no power here. So whether you want to talk about name calling on the left and right, whether you want to talk about whether you believe George W. Bush is a liar, I get into. By the way, Andrew Romanoff says he's not going to run for the governor of the state of Colorado. So far, the only declared candidate is Bill Ritter. How does that sit with you? 6:46, 14 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far this morning, it's just all about the traffic volume and the slowdowns, and nothing too unusual if you just headed out. We've got the slowdowns in the usual spots. Southbound 225 really starting to fill in. Those coming in from Aurora will find brake lights as you approach Yosemite, carrying down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. We're still in pretty decent shape, north and south through T-Rex, but a lot of traffic coming in from the north end. Southbound I-25 is slow from just after 104th all the way down towards the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbound 270 filling up on that drive cross in Commerce City. Traffic now eastbound Highway 36 in between Federal and Pecos. Denver forecast for today, mostly sunny. Highs right around 50. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow. We'll work it up to 62. Right now it's 26. Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. From natural disasters to families in crisis, the Salvation Army is always there. Help the Salvation Army help others. Call 1-800-SA-TRUCK and donate clothing, furniture, and appliances today. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
It's truth or it's a lie.
It's morally right or it's morally wrong.
Ed Schultz, AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Are you ready to stop smoking once and for all, or are you ready to lose weight and keep it off? Hypnotherapy is the best choice for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at the Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. The sessions are affordable at $59.95 and come with a lifetime warranty. Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. That's 800-735-6907. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
AM 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 648, 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Would it be rude of me to clear my throat on the air? Okay, so I'm rude. Hey, do you want to make a career change? Are you burned out? Are you tired of your job? And you want to do something different? How about Rocky's Autos, Colorado's number one volume dealer? They've got a free automotive training seminar coming up. There's no commitment that you got to make. You just go and find out about it. They'll train you. Rocky's is holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar, and they want to show you how you can be an important part of a growing team that has the best inventory in Colorado, and they really do, the best location in Colorado, and the best support in Colorado, and the best management anywhere. And I'm familiar on a personal basis with the management at Rocky's. They really are great people. Now, space is limited. So all you got to do is plan on spending 3 hours with Rockies, and you can find out if this is for you. Their top sales producers earn between $7,000 and $10,000 per month. Now, this is going to be going on Monday, January the 9th. Registration starts at 5. They'll have snacks, and then the seminar runs between 6 and 9 p.m. It's going to be held at the Denver Marriott West, 717 Denver West Marriott Boulevard in Golden. You got to call now to reserve your seat if this sounds interesting to you. 303-426-46. Ask for my bud Colby, or Dave, who's also my friend. 303-426-4646. Seating is limited. Seating is limited, so if you want to get in on this, you got to call now. 303-426-4646. Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. They're not only great people to buy from. You know something? They're great people to work for.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half-price deals from local retailers that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Ed Schultz here, wishing you a happy 06 from all of us here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Big Eddie on the program this morning, right after 8 o'clock. 6:51, 9 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 48, under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin with you in the non-power hour, but actually, we thought it's the non-power hour in 20 minutes before our signal comes up to full blast. Okay, we're talking about name-calling on the left, and anything else you want to talk about, whether minors ought to, the minors' families ought to sue. You know, it's the whole plethora. Is that the term they use? The whole menu, the whole buffet or buffet, as my friend Fred Gimeno says. And by the way, hello to Tim Gimeno as well. 303-713-76. I got two lines open. Let's go to Jeff in our back. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how was your holiday?
You know, Jeff, my holiday wasn't bad. As a matter of fact, I had a great holiday. The only thing that was covered is the last time that I was in Las Vegas, since you asked this and now you opened up this can of worms, it was like a long time ago. As a matter of fact, Mary and I saw Frank Sinatra there on New Year's Eve.
So I take it you went to Vegas?
Yes, we went to Vegas. And now what's ended up happening is they closed the strip at 8 o'clock so that there's no cars. And, you know, people walk and they shoot off fireworks, which, by the way, are phenomenal. But the problem with all of this is that you, if you want to go some other place in the city, you're screwed.
Oh, really? I didn't know they locked the streets.
Yeah, because you can't get near it. So they block off all the streets that are near the strip, and it takes forever to get anywhere. So it was kind of a bizarre experience, but it's, you know, it's one I urge everybody to go experience, to go check out.
That's where Tupac died, isn't it? Sitting down the strip somewhere.
Yeah,
here.
I think so. I think so.
I know that they had a serious gang issue. I didn't know they closed the strip down. It's been since late 90s since I've been there.
Oh, you want to know something? They closed it down at about... they said they were going to close it down at 6, and then they ended up closing it down at 8. And what I mean by closing it down is that you can't drive cars there. You can walk, you can go anywhere you want to. Then downtown, I don't know if you've ever been downtown, where they have this canopy between the casinos that shows these, I don't want to call them videos, but they're like these projection things. They're pretty impressive that they have behind music. They had Cheap Trick and a bunch of other bands on the little mall strip there. And then they had that fenced off. So if you wanted to go to that, if you tried to get into that, it was $40. And here's finally the last thing I'll say about it. There was some kind of story going around that they were on high alert security. So you saw armed troops in the alleys. And the other thing they did was it didn't happen to me, but I heard it happened to other people. They enacted a rule that if you were in your casino, if you were in a casino by 10 o'clock, or after 10 o'clock, if you left that casino, you could not get back in unless you were and showed them a room key. So wherever you were stranded, basically. And they were very, so the security was very, very heavy. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Was that, do you think that was a temporary thing because of something that may have happened, or is that permanent?
Well, I think they wanted to do two things. I think they wanted to, one, control the huge crowd that they expected to get, and I think the other thing is they were worried about terrorism.
Oh, okay. So you don't think this is a, like, next month it's going to be that way?
No.
I think it was just for the year?
No, I think they were worried about terrorism. They were worried about an attack.
Sure.
And if you think about it, an attack there would make a lot of sense because there were a lot of people there.
Well, that, it's very anti-Quranish, so to speak, so it'd be symbolic of the decadent West being hit.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I think they've been afraid of that for a while, except that they're not sure how many of their leaders might actually be there. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for the herpes. You bring that home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never run into anybody that's ever had that problem there. And, you know, that's that famous statement, what stays in Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, or there's a casino that uses that, too. I think it's the Palms. What happens at the Palms stays at the Palms.
Except for the loan sharks. They might come across the border looking for you.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to run up. You know what? I'd hate to run up juice there on some kind of loan. You're right. You're liable to find yourself buried off Interstate 15 somewhere.
My wife and I go to down to the Springs, down to Cripple Creek.
Right.
And at best, we'll spend $20 each on nickels or quarters. But for the most part, we're just there hanging out for the free food and free drinks. I do not understand gambling. I never have.
Well,
it doesn't make sense to me. I like to play poker. You play some quarter pokers with your friends. But the bigger thing, like, I'm going to bet the house, you know.
Well, but yeah, my feeling on that is that the slots, you're going to lose.
Sure.
And in any gambling you do in Las Vegas, you're going to lose. But here's the trick to it. The trick to it is that you got to know that when your luck begins to change, instead of trying to bet more and change your luck back, the thing you got to do is you got to get up and you got to walk away.
And that's so that you, for a lot of people.
So that you hang on to your money. And you're right, because you get seduced into it. And it's very, very tough to say, well, you know, because you always say, well, the next roll of the dice, mm-hmm. the next spin of the roulette wheel, the next card coming out of the shoe is going to be the one. And when your luck goes sour, it's not the one. And then you know what ends up happening is you and all these games are rigged in favor of the house, so what ends up happening is man, your bucks are gone. All right, I only got about a minute and 30 seconds. Go ahead. I know you want to talk about name calling, so make it succinct and get it in.
I'll make it succinct. It's this. It's that you're correct, wrong is wrong, but there's also a thing that's two wrongs don't make a right, and the fact that there's people like Michael Savage who attacks everybody, including the president on the right, and other people who have in the past and who do to this day, including preachers, does not justify people like Randy Rhoads' actions. That's my point, is that what she does on a constant basis, I don't know anybody who's ever done it except Enid Goldstein. She's the only other person I know who does what Randy Rhoads does, and it's inexcusable. If you're on her side, it should be inexcusable because I would not excuse it on my side.
Well, the point I was trying to make to that caller was that I can't speak for her. I can't speak for the others. It's not something personally. I mean, I've done it. But it's not something personally that I try to engage in. But to call up and try to represent the fact that it happens only on the left is to ignore the examples you've given.
I can't think of anybody on the right, honestly. I mean, in the position that Randy Rhoads is,
right?
Who is like Randy Rhoads? I can't think of him except Michael Savage.
Well, I could.
Savage is everybody.
I can name some, but I'm out of time. Call me again, Jeff. Thanks. Have
right.
a good morning.
You too.
All right, we'll continue here with Pat Walk of the Democratic Party coming up on AM 760.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low and high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Cagle. There's breaking news from Iraq where the military says five U.S. soldiers were killed today when their convoy hit a roadside bomb south of the city of Karbala. Two others died near Najaf. Just part of the story on a lovely day in Iraq. An Iraqi woman and her baby in the midst of the carnage after a suicide bombing in Karbala near a Shiite shrine that killed nearly 50 people. And 60 people died when a bomber hit police and army recruits in Ramadi. It's against that bloody backdrop that President Bush meets shortly with former secretaries of defense and state about Iraq. CBS Mayor is live at the White House.
Bush aides promise give and take at this session within the hour following criticism that the president does not hear enough opposing views. The meeting's described as an outreach on Iraq. The guest list is a who's who of diplomatic veterans. Among the participants, Clinton's Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, an obvious Iraq policy critic, and Robert McNamara, the Vietnam-era defense secretary during the Kennedy and Johnson years, Steve.
Israel says it will hold March elections as scheduled despite Ariel Sharon's life-threatening health setback.
The Israeli prime minister suffered a stroke last night, his second in less than 3 weeks. In December, Sharon was rushed to the hospital for treatment of what was described as a mild stroke and just after 1 day. But this time it looks as though the 77-year-old Sharon will not fully recover.
CBS's David Hong says Sharon underwent 7 hours of surgery and is now sedated. At least 15 people were killed when a hotel collapsed as Muslims gathered in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, for the annual pilgrimage. In Afghanistan, a bombing outside Kandahar has killed 10. Most of the dead are Afghan policemen. At a Baptist church in the West Virginia mountains,
families and friends of the 12 men who died in the Sago disaster huddled at a candlelight vigil just across from the mine entrance, offering prayers and remembering the dozen fathers, brothers, and sons who were lost.
At CBS's Bob Orr, doctors say the lone survivor was able to squeeze his wife's hand yesterday, but he's in a coma. It's being called the first major advance in a decade for ovarian cancer patients. Doctors say pumping heavy doses of chemotherapy into the abdomen boosted survival time by 16 months. Well, the Rose Bowl went right down to the wire.
He's going for the corner!
On ABC Sports, Texas scored in the final seconds to beat USC 41-38 and claim college football's national title.
What a finish down here at the same end zone we won at last year. Just incredible. Almost surreal for us. Just tingly all over.
And Texas fans were tingly all over in the streets of Austin, where flag-waving celebrations lasted late into the night. S&P futures are down a point and a half. This is CBS News.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available. So you can do more loads in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It's really been a great drive from the highways this morning. Aside from the slowdowns in the traffic volume, we haven't had any real big issues. There were a couple of stalls southbound at 20th and southbound near University, but those quickly cleared off of the highways. Those drops crossing downtown and getting down through T-Rex for southbound, a little bit heavy right now, but northbound is virtually wide open for all that traffic coming up from the Denver Tech Center. Southbound 225, a little backed up, approaching Yosemite, down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Seeing eastbound Boulder Turnpike slow from Federal getting over towards Pecos. And we're going to have a bright sunrise, so grab those shades on your way out the door. Take a look at your forecast today. That's what it is. Sunny skies and near 50 for a high. Sunny and 62 tomorrow. Right now it's 28. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 76 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Remember when shopping was fun? From basics to baubles, from family fun to fabulous fashions. It's all at your local Salvation.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1-800-555-TREE. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 high today, 48. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you here. The Colorado Democratic Party is calling on Senator Wayne Allard and Representative Marilyn Musgrave to return Abramoff contributions. And here to talk about that and a few other things is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado, one of my favorite people, Pat Walk. Pat, good morning. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay. Thanks for joining us so early in the morning.
Oh, you're most welcome.
All right. So the Colorado Democratic Party is calling on Senator Allard and Representative Musgrave, who, by the way, also, I understand, took money from Tom DeLay, to return the Abramoff contributions. And have you gotten any kind of an answer from them?
I haven't gotten an answer from them directly. I spent a good bit of time yesterday afternoon on the phone with a reporter in D.C., who says, and I've seen it reported in the paper this morning, that Representative Musgrave is actually donating her contribution to a women's shelter in Fort Collins. So although she hasn't responded to the party, at least she's taken cognizance of this. I was also told, and I also saw some reports of this in the paper this morning, that Allard's staff right now... I've heard two different stories. One, he doesn't think he needs to give the money back, and the other, that he's reconsidering what to do it with it. What's interesting about it is that he got a couple of contributions from Indian tribes, and then I was told yesterday that he also got a contribution directly from Abramoff PAC. So it'll be interesting to see how that opens out, whether he decides that it's in his better interest to give this back or not.
You know, one Democrat who says they're not going to give back the money, I heard this morning, is Charles Rangel, who got like $36,000. He's a congressman, I believe, from New York.
Right.
Who says he's not going to give the money back at all.
And what's his reasoning behind that?
I didn't hear what his reasoning was. I just heard that he got $36,000 from Jack Abramoff and wasn't going to give it back. And here's another question I want to ask you. And I'm going to ask a larger, I'm going to ask the listeners about this in a few minutes. Because Marilyn Musgrave takes the Abramoff money and gives it to a woman's shelter, or that all of these Republicans, because the majority of the people who got money are Republicans,
right.
That they're all lining up to get rid of this money and give all this money back, do you think that gets them off the hook?
No, I don't think it gets them off the hook, and this is the discussion I was having yesterday afternoon. I think, in fact, we have intense campaign finance legislation in place federally and, of course, in this state, statewide. And it seems to me that in our drive to raise money, we have to be absolutely scrupulous about who we take money from and who it is that's giving us money for what reasons. And I say that as someone who just came out of a fundraiser last night for the state party who is, out there trying to raise money constantly to do the things that will enable voters to get the messages that they need to get in order to make the right decisions to vote. But in the end, there's a reason why those laws are in place, and there are a lot of people out there who feel the laws should be even stricter. I think that the public confidence, we see this in the polls all the time, public confidence is declining with regard to our members of government. And it's because of things like this, of people who have special access who have gone around the terms of the law to get money for favors, and it just has to stop. And so just giving the money back is not enough. You've got to, you know, you've got to get out there and say why you're doing this and vow that it won't happen again.
Yeah, I had Dick Durbin one time tell me, I mean, he was extremely candid about this. He was running for the Senate in Illinois, and I once asked him, I said, well, name any big corporation, and I just gave him a time, you know, it was a fairly big corporation, it had been broken up. I said, you know, if AT&T gives you a contribution, you know, I give you a contribution, but my contribution is $25 or $50, and AT&T's is, the limit. And AT&T calls you on a piece of legislation, and I call you on a piece of legislation. Who's got the better chance of having, their phone call returned or answered? And he was candid with me, and he said, AT&T.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I think that's traditionally the way it's been, And it leads the question, and I know this is not a really popular subject, but I've been thinking about this a lot in the last 4 years, is whether or not we need to have a restructuring of our whole way we campaign for office. Publicly financed campaigns is one way to go, but is there a way to get this money out of the process? Because I do think it makes a difference to people, that they do feel beholden to people who give larger sums of money.
Well, they've tried to clean this up before, and it really, they always, these special interests always find a way around this somehow.
Right, and I have to say this. I mean, I started my career many, many, many years ago as a nurse. I still belong to the Nurses Association. I still feel like that, as part of that, we want legislators to be educated about what the issues are of health care in this country. So there's a division between the legitimately wanting, the legislators to be cognizant of what the real issues out there are in various fields, and buying influence. And so, where does the line get drawn? So I think this is one of the biggest issues of our time. And it really comes down for us as Democrats, and I know Democrats did take money, is this culture of corruption that has just seem to grow in Washington in the last several years, and this is just another piece of evidence of it.
We had some list call to this to say that Tancredo has also taken Abramoff and delay money.
If he's taken Abramoff money, I've seen no evidence of it yet. Yesterday, when I was working on my release, I pulled down Capital I, which is the newsletter for the Center for Responsible Politics, and went through the list very, very carefully, and this was a nationwide list. The only Colorado names that I found were Senator Allard's, Representative Musgraves, and former Senator Nyquist Campbell. If anybody else has taken money, they may have gotten in different ways. And I mean, this is a research job. You could go through their FEC records, their filings with the Federal Elections Commissions, and look for the names of Abramoff's PAC, or look for other things to see if there's other money out there. But, the fact of the matter is that there have been delay, and others have had these huge slush funds in which they've just parceled out money to the candidates that they want to see win. And it is a huge issue. And hopefully that this will just more than ensure that delay does not return to any position of power in the U.S. Congress.
Boy,
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, we can only hope. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Pat Walk, Democratic chairwoman of the Democratic Party, I should say. All right, a couple of things that have nothing to do with this real quickly before we run out of time. Reported this morning in both newspapers, Rocky Mountain News and also the Denver Post, Andrew Romanoff is not going to run for the governorship. So now the only person out there is Bill Ritter. Anybody? Do you know of anybody else that's contemplating it?
Yeah, Gary Lindstrom has said that he is running. He's a state legislator from Breckenridge and was former county commissioner in Summit County. I think there was an article a couple of days ago in the Washington the Denver Post, talking about what his issues are. So I certainly think that he's in the race. At this point, think there may be at least one other person in the race, but I think that all that'll all evolve in the next few weeks.
All right, and then the other which is on the front of the Denver Post this morning, is about the rift in the Republican Party, and Senator Steve Johnson is quoted as saying things are really bad for the party. And it looks like, you know, that there's a battle going on, a cultural war going on inside the GOP between the social conservatives and the moderates in the party. Does it seem to you like the Democratic Party, not only in the state of Colorado, but in some degree across this country, is falling apart?
The Republican Party, you mean?
Yeah.
I was talking about this last night at an event that I was at, and I've talked about it a lot. I've spent the last 10 months traveling the state, going county by county. I've got 11 counties to go, and I'm trying to get those done this month. And I'll tell you, Jay, that every single place that I go to, inevitably someone walks up to me and says, I just want to tell you my story. I used to be a Republican. I'm not anymore. I can't vote Republican. My party doesn't represent me anymore. It's gone too far to the right. And I just think this is, I know this is a phenomenon going on in this state. And when I tell this story, like at the Democratic National Committee meeting in Phoenix, a couple months ago, I had people in other states, my counterparts, saying they're seeing the same thing. So I think that there's several issues going on here. One is the war in Iraq. I think there's a real division over that. I think that a lot of these scandals have bothered people. But most importantly, I think that there's this perception that the far right has taken their party away from them, and they have no place to go anymore. And so I'm not surprised. This is something, as I said, I've been seeing for 10 months now. I'm a little surprised right now that it's been hitting the paper so repeatedly. The story of Mark Larson.
Right.
The story of Norma Anderson.
Right. That's another one.
Nighthorse Campbell's announcement just the other day. So I just think that, yeah, there's a real struggle within the party. And to me, as a Democrat, that says to us as Democrats, we need to be really clear about who we are and what we stand for, because these are people who are looking for a place to go. So we've got to be running the best candidates and talking about the issues, the best perspectives. And if we can do that, we will certainly turn the state of Colorado blue this year. But more importantly, I think we will respond to those sort of basic human needs that you and I care about, you know, for people out there, that they're getting decent education and health care, and that there are jobs for them, and that they really feel that the democratic process works for them.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for getting up this early, and thanks for being on the program. And as always, you're always welcome here.
Thank you, Jay. You've done a great job.
Thank you. Take care, Pat.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Pat Walk, chairwoman of the Democratic Party. And I want to ask you, in a larger context, with all of these politicians, including President Bush's election campaign, trying to dump off this Abramoff money, does it get these people off the hook, do you think, by saying, as Marilyn Musgrave is doing, well, I took the money and I gave it to a women's shelter? Does that get them off the hook of being associated with Jack Abramoff and taking this money? 3713-7600. I got four open lines on here, and I'd love to get into a good conversation with you about it. 303-7600. Does it let these people off the hook that they're getting rid of the money? What do you think about this? Do you excuse them because they're shedding the cash off, or do you think they're tainted because they took the money in the first place? 303-713-7600, AM760, Boulder's Progress Hawk. Sensible alternative to the mainstream media.
AM 760 for good traffic.
So far this morning, it's just all about the traffic volume and the slowdowns, and nothing too unusual if you just headed out. We've got the slowdowns in the usual spots. Southbound 225 really starting to fill in. Those coming in from Aurora will find brake lights as you approach your 70 carrying down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. We're still in pretty decent shape north and south through T-Rex, but a lot of traffic coming in from the north end. Southbound I-25 is slow from just after 104th all the way down towards the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbound 270 filling up on that drive crossing Commerce City, and a lot of traffic now eastbound Highway 36 in between Federal and Pecos. Denver forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs right around 50. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, we'll work it up to 62. Right now it's 26. Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
New crimes, new cases, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies Saturday nights in January, starring Lee Thompson Kelly and introducing Dick Van Dyke in Murder 101. The Hallmark Channel's mystery movies premieres this Saturday at 9, 8 Central, only on the Hallmark Channel.
Want to be an eBay auctioneer? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-600-422. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-600-422. 1-800-600-422.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will never accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free deal to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Okay, top three reasons it's time to get new lighting. Number three, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole room. Number two, lighting can say a lot. I want mine to say, antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
This the year you find love. I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our guide, free. Visit Match details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah. Keep your eyes on the road, or what is that, your hands on the wheel? 722, 22 minutes after 7. Good morning, Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 48. Good to have you along. Sunshiny skies, too, by the way. All right. Politicians are scrambling right and left, including the president's re-election campaign, to get rid of Abramoff money. I mean, everybody's doing it. And you heard Pat Buok, that Marilyn Musgrave's giving it to a women's shelter. Some of the people that are involved in this are Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. He took money. House Speaker Dennett Hastert, he took money. There are some Democrats, as I mentioned, Charlie Rangel, a representative from New York, quite outspoken. He got $36,000, and he's not going to back. House Majority Leader Roy Blunt of Missouri, former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, Senator Hillary Clinton of New York, Ralph Rogosa, Senator Hillary Clinton of New York, Ralph Rogosa, who's a Republican of New York, Ralph Rogosa.
I know this is primarily a Republican scandal, but let's call a spade here. I mean, these guys, especially if they were outright taking bribes to influence voting, you know. And when it's, you know, I'm with Goldstein or Goldfein, whatever his name is, when he says, you know, campaign contributions are nothing more than legalized bribery.
Are you talking about Russ Feingold?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sway his name there, but I'm on the same page with him. You know, you take campaign contributions from people, what are they giving it to you for? They want you to vote on stuff special interest, and if they took it from Abramoff, then change it as far as I'm concerned.
No way to get off the hook.
No. Nope. I mean, what's Hillary Clinton taking $36,000 from Abramoff for when she knows he's a scumbag?
She took money from him. I don't know that it's $36,000. I mean, Charles Rangel took the $36,000, but... And here's the other thing. I don't know whether Hillary Clinton... I think you can make the case that, well, it's up to them to do that, and it's up to them to figure out what's what.
I guess here's the case, Jay. Look at the polls, the American public, and what they think of Congress. In this case, you're guilty until proven innocent, and I think most Americans would agree with that assessment, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because Congress is filthy with influence money and needs to be cleaned up. And if we don't toe the line, even though there's Democrats involved, we're hypocrites. Simple as that.
Yeah, I would agree there. I'm on the same page as you are on that. Don, thank you, man. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713, cash in a paper bag. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm on the same page.
Mike, turn your radio down.
Thank you, man.
Turn, Mike.
The analogy would be like somebody taking money from the CEO of Tyco. You know, all over the government, obviously. And I think that before we crucify all these people for taking the money, I think they had to have some connection with some criminal activity. I don't think it's fair that we destroy all these people's careers or muddy their names simply because there was this character out there that spread a lot of money around.
So, you don't believe in guilt by association?
I don't believe in guilt by association, no.
Now, if they received money, then they turned around and did favors, like Dennis Hastert did, who started writing letters in favor of Abramoff's clients.
Well, that's different, because if you can show a link between the money and the favors, that's a bribe. I mean, I got issues with that. I certainly have problems with that. But, just because, somebody gives a donation or trouble, I mean, you could take the common criminal off the street and say, okay, he donated $1,000. Money is probably tanked because of what Abramoff did. I think that there's certainly some possibility that...
Hundreds, giving the money back, get him off the hook. Or by giving it to charity, does that get him off the hook? Because they took Abramoff money. Should Marilyn Musgrave... Is Marilyn Musgrave off the hook because she gave the money to... Or is going to give the money to a women's shelter? 303-713-7600. It's 7:30 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And boy, what a struggle we have right now. Southbound I-25, a lot of traffic working its way through T-Rex, and you've got a problem in there. Southbound approaching the Louisiana Bridge. It's a stalled vehicle that's blocking up the right lane, and traffic is backed up all the way. Colfax connecting up with that already slow drive southbound I-25 in between I-70 and Spear. So getting across...
For more information, visit AAOS.org.
For thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Get your loaded O3 Explorer today for just $13.9. Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen up.
We're all using hypnosis. No pills, no patches, just success. John Moore Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug Ryan at Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. Sessions are affordable at $59.95. Experts agree hypnotherapy is the best choice for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. 5690.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Men's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer.
Styles from corporate to casual. The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Hunter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends soon. 12 Denver Air Doors. To the warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-8.
Have your mechanic on retainer rather than a counselor.
Hello, Pete. Just lie down on the couch and tell me all about...
See, Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guarantee. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable...
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse.
Except 34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 48. For mostly sunny skies, Jay Marvin, AM 760, combative but careful. And we're talking about the Abramoff money. Politicians led by President Bush are scrambling now to ditch campaign contributions from disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich cautioned Republicans control of congressional majorities if they try to put all the blame on lobbyists. Of course, we know about Newt Gingrich. He had to resign like back in 1998 when Republicans lost seats a year after Gingrich himself was fined $3. Let's go to Terry in Westminster. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I was listening to C-SPAN this morning when I was getting ready for work. They were talking about the whole Abramoff thing, and they called, and they had a lady on there by the name of Melanie Sloan, and I forget the name of the organization she was with, but it had to do with her said that, you know, Al Gore got off the hook when he gave the money back, shouldn't these guys back as well? And she was, and Melanie Sloan brought up a really good point, and she said, well, you know, that was totally different because we're talking about taking a contribution that violates campaign laws, you know, in that situation, but here we're talking about liberty. And I think, you know, whenever you're talking about investigating someone for bribery, you know, it's irrelevant whether or not the people receive to give money back. It's what their intent was and what they were looking to do from receiving that money.
Yeah, I think those are really good points, and the point that Mel and say, okay, you know, we made a mistake and give the money back. I think that your point is well taken, that if they took the money and then turned around, like Dennis Hastert did, and a couple of other senators and congressmen, since like Sloan is with the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and one of the people that shows up on their list, on her list, or that organization's list, is Marilyn Musgrave.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, and that's originally the reason we had her on. Five months ago, that she issued that list, and I think it was like the 15, and Marilyn Musgrave was on that list, and that's the reason we had her on.
Huh. Okay.
All right, pal, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Okay, thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713, Marilyn Musgrave took Abramoff cash. Let's go to, where are we going here? Because there's just all these great callers. Let's go to Brandon, who is in Denver. Brandon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. We got another nuance issue, man. And Democrats, they can give the money back, but they can't change the way they voted. You got to break it and make it simple. Otherwise, Republicans ever figuring that much out. The one thing that the Republicans do is pander to their ignorant base really well, man. I mean, they send out these simple one-line messages that said that he did this and he's dirty and that's why you should replace him. And that's as far as they ever really... And if I were campaigning against Musgrave, whether she changed her voting or not, I'd stand right in front of her and say that she did change her voting, and she changed the way she acted in Washington, and you can't trust her.
Well, I don't know if she changed her voting, but I'll tell you something. I would ask her this. I would say, listen, if you took the money, why did you take it, and what was the money for? In other words, what did you expect to get out of taking the money? Did you just take it, you know, like you would take like a $25 or $50 or $100 contribution from a concerned constituent, did you expect to get something in
accusation, and then let the voters, the jury, decide? You know,
all right, man.
That's kind of the way politics works. Is each side pleads their case, the side wins. It's a lot like court, you know. And I think the Democrats would do a lot better for themselves by playing these issues just like courts. You know, tell your side of the story as best as you can.
Yeah, they're doing the Republicans are doing they're trying to do a job of spinning this stuff off and making it a whole partisan, a bipartisan issue rather than a Republican scandal, even though the Republicans got them. Just sitting there warning them. Brandon, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye, Jay.
All right, I looked over here and all of a sudden we got all these open lines. Where'd all you people go? Oh, I hate to use the term. Sounds like Limbaugh. Where are you people? Jack Abramoff update. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. Where'd everybody go? Coming up right after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Ed Schultz, who's here 1 to 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we'll also talk to Scott Ritter, former UN's weapon inspector. Right now, though, I'm asking the question.
Things a minute is all that much, unless you happen to have a stroke. All of a sudden, those minutes count. Minutes that could mean losing your ability to talk, move, or walk. Which why, if you can get help in time, you're... The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face. If you experience this, call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids isn't something he can buy. It's something priceless. time. The kids with involved fathers are less likely to abuse drugs, commit crimes, get pregnant, get depressed, or fail academically. All it takes is time. A public service message from the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Call 312-795-9060 for free, helpful information. That's 312-795-9060.
That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-5075.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your auto...
Handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it,
Bob. Have you ever contemplated making a career change? Well, you know what? Maybe Rocky's Auto's number one volume dealer. They've got a free automotive training seminar coming up, and they'll train you. Now, you know what? Here's the thing. They're not going to rope you into anything. You can go and see if this is for you. They're holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar. They want to show you how important you can be to part of a growing team, which has the best inventory in Colorado, and they do, and the best location in Colorado, and the best management anywhere, and I can vouch for that because they're my friends, and I can tell you that they're good people. This is limited. And plan on spending 3 hours with Rockies to see if this is for you. It's Monday, January the 9th. Registration and snacks starts at 5 and runs. Interested in this, space is limited. Reserve your seat today, 303-426-4646. Rock Autos. Not only good people to work for at 63rd and Federal, but good people to buy from.
Tonight, it's here. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday. 4 great comedies, 1
fun.
Sturl on its new night.
You gotta love it.
With the other big hit of the fall, The Office. Will and Grace, 4 Kings, My Name is Earl, and The Office. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday tonight.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay Marvin, flying on antibiotics and Moxie, 748. What was that, 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock? High today, 42. No, I'm wrong about that. High today, 48. All right.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, sure here, Steve.
Hey, great. I lost you. First time caller, love the show.
Thank you.
And yes, I am from Fort Morgan, my hometown. And I did have a bone to pick with Marilyn Musgrave, but that's personal. But I believe by her dumping the money off to a women's shelter, she knows the money's tainted and she's trying to clean her hands now. And I she's always been personally, but I think you're proven guilty until you're not proven guilty by association. You're proven guilty what your intent was to do with that money.
To a homeless shelter, it doesn't let her off the hook.
You know, the money is where it came from, and she knew it was a tainted money. So she's now trying to, give it to a woman's shelter to make herself look like the right person or the better person here. But, like the gentleman in New York, I think he's just, going to keep the money. He said he's going to keep the money.
Yeah, that's Charles Rang.
Yeah, he
did. Off, and he did, too. Don't you think it would be the thing to do would be examine their votes? Any votes, any of the cash is related to Abramoff activities?
Yeah, certainly. I believe so. I think you need to look at what her voting, voting records prior. And if shifting a certain direction, then that there was something going on there. And there's going to be no doubt in my mind that you're going to find that on this grave. Once again, I came from Fort Morgan. I'm from Fort Morgan, so I know where she stands.
Saying that he called her office, and he wanted to know if she returned the answer that they gave him was no. Now, I don't know if that's for certain. And, we'd have to call Marilyn Musgrave's office ourselves. And you know what? We've mentioned Marilyn Musgrave virtually this whole hour. And one of the people that we haven't said anything about is Wayne Allard, who also took money from Abramoff.
The quote lines from the movie The Godfather. So these people who came to him and got money, It's just like the people who went to the real Godfather. You don't go to the Godfather or to, and get money and then not do something for the person. I don't care how small it is for that money. And they may be able to hide it, but they all did something. So they're all guilty. They all did something for Abramoff, and they're all guilty for taking the money. That's the way I see it.
How about if they claim they got it from a political action committee and didn't realize Abramoff was behind it?
Well, that's different. I'm just saying if they thought it was coming from him and they, you know, had some kind of listening to her try and cover up all that money is just ridiculous. You know, so if they knew that the money was coming from him, they had to do something.
By people that did take it from him and try and figure out why and kind of what favors were done by money. But I think we also, as Democrats and liberals and honest people, need to look at where the money, like what companies give money to our candidates and where they give their money to. And even talking about how Allard took money from Abramoff, we should also talk about how Salazar took money from how Salazar donated money to the George Bush campaign. And I think we need to have a little humility and understand that it's not one-sided. And there's a lot of politicians that are supposedly Democrats that do similar things that just aren't as good.
I mean, I cited two people here. One of them is Charles Rangel, who's very outspoken, and he's a Democrat from New York State. And he got $36,000 and says he's going to keep it from Abramoff. And I agree with you 100%. I mean, we have parties. But we have to go to them and say, you know, you can't spin us into a bipartisan thing because overwhelmingly, you guys took the majority of the money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, one of the things that we need to do as Democrats, like, all goes back to message, is that Democrats kind of let raw talking heads kind of set the tone and frame the messages, like the wiretapping thing, for instance. I think that a lot of liberals don't understand that, or a lot of conservatives in the mainstream public don't understand that the problem that liberals have with the wiretapping, like people that we might believe as terrorists or have connection to Al Qaeda, the problem is that it turns into a police state if you don't get warrants. And yet we let the Republicans basically go on TV and say, hey, these liberals don't want to fight terrorism, and they make us look weak on whatever, on terrorists and things like that. But really, the point is, like, we just want you to have to do that. But in hindsight and in all intellectual honesty, we need to look at both parties and understand we can't just hold because we think that that's the right way to do it. We need to hold both parties
yeah.
to the fire.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree 100%. Hey, thanks. Great call, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's jump over to Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes.
Welcome. You got about a minute, so go ahead.
I'm going to go to the Democratic Party after 18 and a half years, I'm proud to say, because I'm fed up with the current administration. And in your answer to your question about Wayne Aller, I called his office yesterday, and he is not returning the 4,000.
Well, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Hey, Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate you plugging into this, and I hope you'll call again.
Take care.
All right. Well, Wayne Aller's not going to return the money. All right, coming up next, Big Ed. Ed Schultz will get his take on this, and also Scott Ritter. So stick around.
They just want the holidays to keep the cure for any case of post-holiday blues. It's the winter clearance, with savings of up to 50% low prices. Get 30 to 50% off men's and women's sportswear and outerwear. 50% off camel and blaze outerwear and accessories. Plus, during the Gander Mountain winter clearance, you can get an additional 10% off all clearance firearms. Even 40% off all in-stock tree stands. So hurry into Gander Mountain. Find under your tree, or just get yourself a big start on spring. But while winter clearance at Gander Mountain in January, you need to hurry in now for the best selection. Hey, there's no letdown here, just lower prices. Gander Mountain, we live outdoors.
A new year of Progressive Talk.
2006.
Happy AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KDCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Head in Iraq.
Some know more in just as time progresses, but this time we don't do long term.
The mining companies put $2 million into a fund for the families of the 12 who died in the mine. Ariel Sharon's political battles are propped behind him now that the 77-year-old prime minister is fighting for his life after a massive stroke.
Everyone should pray for his recovery. Hopefully, he should get better soon.
Prayers for him at the Western Wall. Doctors say he is out of surgery. Three Americans were killed in a rock slide on Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro. It happened while it's... A whistleblower tells CBS News he wants to testify before Congress on domestic eavesdropping programs carried out by the government.
I believe I've seen some things that are probably illegal, and what's happened here most recently, I...
One committee member says the use of drugs to treat children with ADHD is controversial enough without a possible cardiovascular risk. The ladies tell it a California couple got someone to watch their dogs, but left their two boys, ages 9 and 5, home alone when they went to Las Vegas for New Year's. Police...
No return calls were made by the parents.
They did come back. Austin, Texas is still buzzing. After the Texas Longhorns won college football's next USC at the Rose Bowl.
This is great!
And it ends Southern Cal's 34-game unbeaten time since Jon Stewart's been picked to host this year's Oscar Awards. The Dow is down 10. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for football.
All-time record home's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep into aching. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now met free. Finding love is one resolution you can keep. Get started today at Match.com with our...
Crash at Santa Fe, that's over the left shoulder. It's not impeding traffic, but really getting all the way down towards Hampton. Northbound I-25 slow in the spot coming up from the DTC. Since southbound 225 approaching a 70, that's backing up to Parker Road. And out on the west end, northwest on C-470, a car crash. That's in the left lane, about a mile jams behind it. Weather today, mostly sunny, highs up near...
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server? Maybe this is not the best location for critical...
It's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make the experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single family, to something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. A lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot. McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models. Find out more about Engel Homes. Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I said this last time, you're right. I'll say it again before we get done. I don't understand. How you can do that. I'd be so paranoid, man, that I'd go under.
The best way to do it is when there's an NFL game on in the afternoon. So that's kind of how the day goes by.
You're a braver man than I am. Mark, let's talk about some stuff in the news here. The Abramoff scandal. I just got through talking about it last hour. I asked the question that, if you took money from any of Abramoff's clients, or you took money directly from him, or from one of his PACs, which some... does that taint you? And how about the idea that a lot of these folks, a congresswoman here, Marilyn Musgrave, who's going to give the money to a women's shelter, and a lot of these people are talking about giving money to charities. Does that get you off the hook, Ed?
Not at all. Let's call there's a huge definition difference between perks and donations from Indian tribe, which go back to the beginning of political time. Has never in his life personally donated to a Democrat. Something that he has roped have tradition true. They're trying to rope in Harry Reid. They're trying to rope in Byron Dorgan. And it isn't fooling federal prosecutors or investigators. Neither one of those senators or any Democrats are really under the heavy spot. This is Republican-oriented. This is Republican-facilitated. And the problem is the majority leadership on the Hill, which came into being back in the early 1990s that had a mission to take the majority role and get the majority in the Congress and win the seats. This all part of the plan. And Byron Dorgan and Harry Reid have taken tribal years. They have long-standing political records of supporting Native American rights. In shape or form to this to be called Abramoff money is absolutely, he has never donated personally to a Democrat. And distinction right now. And to your question about giving money to charities, that doesn't get him off the hook. The question to Marilyn Musgrave is this Jack Abramoff money, or is this money from organizations that he happened to be doing business with? There is a clear distinction. I'd like to know where Musgrave and Jack Abramoff. It should be easy to find out, and of course, it'd be easy for her to answer. But to give it after he has pleaded guilty, I think the public is going to figure that out.
Hey, 10 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Ed Schultz, Big Ed, who's heard daily between 1 and 4. You know, I brought up the fact Kratz did receive money, and as you point out, could have been from his PACs. Charles Rangel, $6,000, and he's keeping the money. Think that's a good move?
If it comes from an organization that has done business with him in the past, I can understand that. If it's was it legally donated? I'm powerful, and these got a lot of money. Off came along. The fact is, Abramoff represented these tribes. He took their money to work against Democrats. It's all going to come out in the wash.
Yeah, he basically ripped them off and then called them morons and idiots.
You think Newt Gingrich is out there saying it's time to move on, get rid of DeLay, throw him under the bus, myself from Abramoff, and oh, by the way, we got to clean this up. Newt knows what this is going to do to the Republican Party, and he knows the roots of this.
Well, he ought to know about it. You know, he himself was fined $300,000 for barring the use of tax-exempt foundations for political purposes.
Yeah, you don't want more fines. He knows what this is about, and he knows it's all going to... Security Exchange Commission gets after you, and of course, this is unrelated. You don't want to be investigated by them, and you don't want to be investigated by the government when it comes to where political money is coming, because they will get to it. I was watching a replay 18th hearing last night on C-SPAN with John McCain and Byron Dorgan. This Frederico lady, she blatantly lied to the committee and the Bush administration too was going to testify. And we need to let the people within the realm of an investigation. I think that on the surface, there's a bit been committed. On the other hand, we're in a constitutional crisis as to how far we go when it comes to fighting the war. I think to me, there is a culture of how this should have been done. It started before 9/11. It's continued on. You can't guarantee me that this hasn't been used for political purposes. Interesting interview the other day with this Ryzen guy, Maria Mitchell from NBC. She's asking questions that the government was spooking in on Christian Amanpour's a CNN correspondent.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I, by the way, I ordered Ryzen's book. Okay, last question here for you. And I didn't hear this, so I don't know. And knowing you the way I do, I accept your explanation. What happened with the whole jackal about?
Leave the impression that it's not good to join the military. The very institution that has given you and I the opportunity to talk in America to join the military.
But, you know, what would be wrong with telling, like, your son or your nephew that now's not the time to join the military because it's got severe problems?
That's a personal official who is in a position of responsibility, I believe, that is this country free, is the United States military. Why weaken the institutions to sign up, or inferring that they shouldn't sign up? The policy and the conditions right now aren't very good. I mean, does this mean that if a young person in Jack Murtha's district comes to him and says, Mr. Murtha, I'd like to go to the Naval Academy. Can you give me a recommendation? Because how it works, you got to have a senator give you a recommendation to get into the military academy. Because it's good for you. I guarantee you he's going to make the final decision, and it won't be me.
All right. We're,
I got a lot of progressives who are upset with me. But, hey, I'm a liberal who reserves the right, and I just think that we have got to maintain our presence as Democrats and as progressives to make sure anybody with the impression that we're trying to destroy the institution of a strong military.
Don't worry about it, Ed. You're always welcome here, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, there's Ed Schultz.
There's nothing to our building, just piles of brick.
Small business owner Jonathan Harlan of Jackson, Tennessee.
But because we had a plan, our clients never knew the difference.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan.
60 Boulders, Progressive Talk.
It's the big one. It's the Denver Boat Show, January 19th through the 22nd at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers, over 500 new boats, and the best deals of the year with incredible incentives. Discount tickets available at King Supers. Get more info. That's BoatColorado.org.
Do you really know your past? The history behind your family? In 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family from the recent past. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll send you a free report with fascinating at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414.
My friends laughed at me when I...
But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Just own software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo at 600-4222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring.
Family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414.
Okay, top three reasons it's time to get new lighting. Number three, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole room. Number two, I'm inclined to say antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blue for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps. Only we can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
Make this the year you find love. I'm Annick, and I want to tell you about a guide I've written for Match.com that will change for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of success.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, Match.com wants you to have it free. Finding love is one resolution you keep. Get started with a guide free. Visit Match.com for details.
I got Cecil on the line here, who is a former Marine who disagrees with Big Ed on the whole subject of Jack Murtha. Cecil, you're on AM. Cecil, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Great topic. Here's my personal view with Big Eddie. And I listen to him religiously. But the reason I disagree with him is that Murtha he's got skin in the game. He's been there. He knows what it's like when your buddies are injured in combat. And he's making that call. Now, for Big Eddie, he didn't have skin in the game. He's fortunate enough to be in university and playing golf in the game. My oldest daughter's in the military, and we have had this time. When I tell her how much I love her and I want her to be safe, but as a dad, there's no way this month.
I don't think, and I've had this argument used against, learned about what happens after they get back. So the skin in the game we've got is this is America. That's the skin in the game. And as American citizens, we have the right to... I don't mean to shut you off, but I've got Scott Ritter, so I got to run. Cecil, call me again, and good luck to your daughter.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go to Scott Ritter. In 1998, Scott Ritter resigned his post as chief weapons inspector for the UN Special Commission on UNSCUM in Iraq, charging that the United States was purposely obstructing the completion of the UNSCUM mission. And Scott, good morning, and welcome to AMC. You there, Scott?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good to have you on. First of all, before we get to some questions about Iraq and about what went on, the events that's going to go on in over seven cities, and you're a part of that, it's called Out of Iraq. And can you talk a little bit about that?
I don't know actually what you're talking about. I'm not aware of any one of them being part of a national effort. That may be the case. That's just a lack of coordination between me and whoever's organizing. I support the notion. I'm not speaking anywhere on January 7th and... And the 20, I am speaking someplace. I believe I'm speaking in West Hartford.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of these. That's part of these events. So
right, I I'm not aware of. I was invited by the Harvard to come down and talk about Iraq. I've done that before, and I'll do it again. I support the effort of getting out of Iraq. Get out is a good motto. People talk about a withdrawal strategy. A strategy that doesn't include withdrawing. Isn't much of a strategy at all. Right now we have a lot of people talking about the potential of withdrawal, about the possibility of withdrawal, and yet we see the situation in Iraq. American lives are put at risk or lost, and for what gain? The Bush administration has walked away. I'll speak on the 24th of January. I would say that, I agree with it. The problem is, he probably gave a long speech, and there might be some caveats in there that I may disagree with. But, I think military service is honorable. I believe that serving your country is honorable, that we have to have a viable military to see the world. But the military is not an entity unto itself, and it's not the play toy of especially one like the Bush administration, which has taken on the characteristics of an imperial presidency. We're not the Roman Legion. We don't do what Caesar tells us to do. And so long as the Bush administration of American youth, and this administration simply doesn't.
Hey, 20, Scott Ritter on the phone with us. He's speaking in Hartford on July the 24th. It's part of these, pardon me for correcting me, this out of Iraq events. Do you think, I mean, with everything that's gone on in Iraq, the Provisional Coalition Authority being staffed with cronies and all the screwing up that this administration has done, and they're reluctant to admit most of this, not the majority of it, do you think the situation in Iraq will ever get straightened out?
Well, eventually it will, whether that's 10 years, 20 years. It will not get straightened out by this administration, and it will not get straightened out by any successor administration, Republican or Democrat, that continues to embrace as legitimate the reasons why we went to war. I always tell people that, you know, I want to talk about why we went to war and you know, what the case made by the... What's happening today by failing to address the fact that we went to war on a lie, but from day one it was a dishonest war, and that we've been playing catch-up and you know, instead of solving the problems, maintain a public perception that things are going well there. I mean, we're paying prop to tell the good news in Iraq. You know, if there was real good news in Iraq, you wouldn't have to have a propagandist coming out spinning. Obvious for everyone. What's obvious for everyone is that there's nothing but bad news coming out of Iraq, so we have to pay propagandists to come up and spin up good things that are transpiring. This is a manifestation of just how bad Iraq is.
Yeah, over 100 people dead yesterday. I mean, the violence on the ground there. I mean, this administration basically, this whole idea that, you know, we'll stand down when the Iraq up is basically just a slogan, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, again, because we haven't been honest, you know, I always tell people you can't solve a problem until you've properly defined it. Otherwise, any solution you see, free training and equipment on behalf of the U.S. taxpayer, and then they go off and serve in the Badr militia, the Shia militia. You have Kurdish Peshmerga joining, again, get free training and equipment on behalf of the U.S. taxpayer, and then they go and join. We're equipping Iraqi militias to fight a civil war. We're not equipped, you know, singular security institution. And this is part of the fiction that's being sold to the American public, that, you know, American troops will come home when an Iraqi army stands up. The way we're going training Iraqi security forces guarantees that there will never be an Iraqi military standing up. They're going to fall amongst one another and make the taking place today pale in comparison with the violence that's going to transpire down the road.
Yeah, that you know, that leads by you. I've heard several people advance this theory that the Shia will keep until all of this election stuff is worked out, and then as soon as they get control of the country, because they'll be in the majority,
legal to be a member of the Ba'ath Party. We get rid of the Ba'ath Party. We decommissioned. We basically drove out of power those who governed Iraq for 30 years. Primarily the Sunni. We disenfranchised them politically and economically, and now that, you know, they've been given no hope of participating in the future of Iraq, they're defending themselves, and you know, we call this an insurgency. We call it, you know, call them foreign fighters, even though 98% of the insurgents aren't foreign fighters. The Shia have exploited them, using the United States and the American occupation for their own devices. They have America waging a war against the Sunnis right now. When America brings in the so-called Iraqi forces and Shia forces that don't decisively engage the Sunni American forces that are doing this, we're dying in Iraq on behalf of a Shia. And, you know, eventually the Shia theocracy, once we do their dirty work, we're suppressing the Sunni Arabs of Iraq. It's a pro-Iranian government that's in place today. You know, this is the reality of what's happening. And again, the Bush administration just is not being honest about it.
It's a mess. The Scott Ritter solution, you touched on a before solution from you. How do we get out of this?
You get out by getting out. I mean, the bottom line is we have a situation in Iraq today that's out of our control. We can't influence it. I mean, the more we try to influence directly through military force, this ongoing occupation, the worse it gets. I mean, without insulting any, you know, the analogy I use, because it is, you know, we have a pack of dogs, wild dogs, fighting in Iraq today. Where's the fight? You know, you can't try and break it up. You're just going to get bit, and the dogs are going to keep fighting. We have to step out and let these dogs fight until it emerges that brings order to the pack. Now we can come in and we can deal with a pack, figure out how to engage with Iraq's neighbors and the rest of the world to contain and mitigate the inevitable violence. We're not going to stop the violence. All we can do is contain it and mitigate it and be prepared to move in as part of an international effort to help Iraq once it's sorted out faces today. But having American troops in Iraq is the problem. It's not the solution.
Well, I just wonder how much this administration has done. Scott, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you having on, and hope we can have you on again.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, have a good day. There's Scott Ritter, who is speaking, and he didn't know this, but he is speaking at West Hartford, Connecticut. And that's January the 24th. That's part of the Get Out of Iraq. Check out his book called The Endgame, Solving the Iraqi Problem Once and... All right, thank you to Scott Ritter. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we've got former White House Chief of Staff talk about the Abramoff scandal, and we'll take your calls, too.
Southbound I-25 still remains a struggle for all that traffic getting across downtown. And as you wind your way through T-Rex, problems along that stretch through the morning. Hopefully we'll start to see things break loose here in the next half hour. Northbound I-25 and 225 in Yale right now. Southbound 225 backed up from Yosemite. And car crash northwestbound C-470 approaching I-70. And those vehicles in the left lane with police, you got backups there that are all the way back to Bandimere. For today, mostly sunny. Highs topping out near 49 degrees. Sunny and 62 tomorrow. Right now we're at 3760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen 60 24 hours a day on AM760.net. Download CBSN and AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out our...
of televised entertainment. That's why Comcast Digital Cable is offering you up to 200 channels for $9.99 for 3 months. For the sports fan, there's ESPN, Fox Sports, and Altitude. The kid in you gets Nickelodeon, and your inner movie buff can watch up to 7 channels of HBO with $10 Baby, The Ring 2, Sopranos, and Deadwood in March. Plus, you can enjoy over 2,300 hours of movies, shows, and music with the from a continually updated library and watch what you want, when you want. $49.99 gets you 3 months of up to 200 channels from Comcast Digital Cable. With that many choices, even a multifaceted individual like you is sure to be satisfied. Call 1-800 restrictions apply. Offer good through January 21st and not available in all areas. Call for details.
You should have in your wallet or purse right now. Now, double it. MileHighMarket.com has half price that would like you to try them. Double your money and get things for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat.
Listen for all with hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec, 17th. Call 800-735-6907. 800-735-6907.
This is Randy Rhodes. I'm coming up with Jim Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, guys. Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff, coming up after 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, your phone calls on anything you want to talk about, 1-3-7600. How desperate is George W. Bush about his Iraqi policy? He's hosting a major meeting today with former members of the Clinton administration. And, you know, I mean, it's a whole list of people. Madeleine Albright's going to be there.
Former Secretary of State, defense is all the right nine yards.
All of them. Colin Powell's going to be there. I don't have much regard for Colin Powell. I really don't. By the way, Colin Powell said that he supports the NSA situation about eavesdropping. And they're going to have a thing about. But anyway, we thank him for being on. 303-713-70 lines. You can talk about anything, basically, that you want to get into, anything that has happened today, any stories that take in Elizabeth. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Good. Hey. What about yourself?
Good. Hey, it's obvious that Bush doesn't know what he's doing, because how many times has Bill Clinton in on the decision-making process between the tsunami and Katrina? He doesn't know what he's doing without guidance in that respect. But what I'm calling about is, you know, I'm coming from as far as the not joining the military. You know, these kids that are joining the military are being used as pawns, as if they were in between parents getting a divorce. And they're being used as pawns.
Yeah, you know what? I don't find anything wrong with what you're saying. I don't find anything wrong with what Scott Ritter was saying. Is that it's once again his continuing theme, which he's talked about before, that the military basically is being misused and is being damaged.
I kind of got, you know, these kids know that it's not a just cause. They know that there's nobody there. other than to further the Bush administration and Halliburton's agenda. They're now starting to see the light as, you know, I'm Johnny in between mom and dad, and I'm being used as nothing more.
Well, the Military Times, a recent poll by the Military Times shows that even the military is starting to, Bush is starting to, and he loses enough support, then the question is, where's he going to go for his photo ops? Get call.
Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600, and I've got four open lines now, so the lines are, I get into this. And you know, the other question I was thinking about asking, and I haven't had a chance to ask it, and that's fine, and maybe I should just ask it tomorrow, during the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, during the, or George Bush, because John Dean has said that the Bush administration, the Nixon administration, and man, I remember, you know, and Nixon had to resign, and you know what, it resigned over wiretapping, believe it or not. 303-713-7600. So you got to be a certain age to remember Richard Nixon, or maybe you read about. Boy, who do you think is worse? And you know, I think the damage that this president, I think this has done, is worse than what Nixon did. Because after all, there were checks and balances. There were courageous congressmen who stood up to Nixon and who stood up to Nixon's. And now, what we seem to have here is we seem to have a lack of courage. You know, in both parties in some degree, but mainly in the Republican Party, and say, you know something, what's going on here is not right. 8:46, 14 minutes away from...
My friends laughed at me when I said that, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, je vous trai le poulet.
And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. 339-1195.
Elizabeth's mom. I didn't realize meningitis could hit here in Denver. Teens are at an increased risk for contracting this disease. Please ask your doctor about immunization.
For more information, visit NM. This message was brought to you by the National Meningitis Association.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do what you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2 months on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't cut 5541.
As 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics. This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian leaders, each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing an additional
8:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 9:07:60. Hey, I've been asking this all morning long, and this happens to everybody. You get burned out of your job, want to make a career change, want to try something different. Well, maybe working for Rocky's Autos, Colorado's number one. They got a free automotive training seminar coming up. There's no gimmicks to this. It's absolutely right. Now, it's coming up on Monday, January the 9th. Registration and snacks is between 5 and 6 p.m., 6 and 9, so you're talking about 3 hours of your time. And it's being held at the Denver Marriott West, 1717 Denver West Marriott Boulevard. The seats are limited. So if you want to be a part of this, you've got to call now to reserve 226-4640 for Colby or Dave, two friends of mine, 303-426-4646. Top producers, top sales producers at Rockies earn between $7,000 and $10,000. If you're aggressive, if you want a challenge, and you want to change, this may be for you. But, you know, you'll never know unless you go and find out. Reserve your seat today, 303-426-4646. Not only a good place to work at 63rd and Federal, but great people to buy from, too.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale now on at Miss Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Boncorso of Satisfied. I came to the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts.
Miss Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse winter sale. I guarantee it. I'm Joel DeEo of Men's Warehouse. The winter sale ends on 12 Denver area stores. To reach the men's, 1-800-776-SUIT.
You can now get up on the left side on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:50. 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff, coming up after 9 o'clock right now. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. 303-713-7600. And then after Leon Panetta, we'll get into full-blown. I got two open lines. Let's get on the phones. And we go to Jody. Jody, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I do support what Martha said regarding telling kids not to join the service. I have three kids, 19, 20, and 21, and this was something that we just say were at that age where they were looked at as receiving mail, phone calls to join the service, and that was something that we had a long discussion of with this administrator to join the service.
All right, Jody, thank you, and thanks for calling in, and drive safe. Yeah, that's a... That would be a rough thing to sit down and talk to him about this. And you know the tragedy of all of this? Is that if you ever watch... And I'm not a big fan of his, but I watched the Sunday talking with George Stephanopoulos. And at the end of the show, in memoriam, and he talks about the famous people that have passed away that week. And when he gets to the people who have died in Iraq... Our men and women who have died in Iraq, virtually 90 to 95% little teeny towns, and they join because it's a way out. And then they... 60, good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
I think... No, I'm 59. I think Ronald Reagan had some administration, but more than just the direct men that were caught, you know, still, there were a couple of things where he failed immensely. That I don't think the public his corruption, but he had the moral suasion he could have stopped it. The first one was when Paul Volcker jacked the primary percent. The second one was, even though Paul Volcker worked supposedly for the Federal Reserve, the president could have said something about that. Number two was the SNL scandal, which was set up, you know, in 1980, in the fall of 80, they set this thing up. The SNL is to expand, and today everybody's house is higher because of they're paying for it indirectly. So those two things added to the over 24 private scandals that were in the Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post back in that era.
There's two of them. One is his drive for deregulation, which harmed this country in so many ways. And then the other thing is the Iran-Contra, that whole thing was morally wrong. And I am always shocked at the fact that Oliver North, and maybe not in your eyes, in my eyes, but the guy gets a talk show prominently on, you know, places like Fox, and he's running that whole operation out of the basement of the White House.
When you were, you know, I'm a little older than you are, but you remember that one. That came out crystal clear to you. I understand that. But did you sort of try to keep track by the month scandals, you know, that Reagan's, all his people in his administration had? Those are the ones, you know.
Yeah, I watched all of that stuff, and I realized that he could have been a lot. You know, while overregulation is not good, underregulation leads to cheating, thievery, and the rules of lives. Bob, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Coming up next, former White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta, and more of your calls here on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Saturday afternoons, 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's truth or the law.
Ed Schultz on AM 760.
Who's responsible?
Boulder's Progressive Talk. Men, this essential group. Are you waking at all hours? It can be frust frequently. This can be a sign of a condition called BPH or enlarged prostate. If you're experiencing, many men experience this bothersome issue. BPH is a real medical diagnosis that can typically, physicians are conducting a BPH research study specifically for men. Once again, the number is toll free, 1-866-77-STUDY. The first step is your call. AM 760, Talk and CBS News. Local nationals around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS,
Morgan, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Gould. Post-election violence in Iraq claimed the lives of more than 100 Iraqi civilians and 7 American troops today. 5 of the GIs were killed by a roadside bomb while on patrol in Baghdad. Victims in Karbala, 49, died, and a suicide bomber killed 50 in Ramadi. We hear about the 2 incidents from San Baghdad.
The first target was the site of one of the holiest Shia shrines in Iraq, a suicide bomber killing and injuring scores of civilians. While in Ramadi, a crowd of police and army recruits are slain by another suicide bomber in full.
163 people have been killed in insurgent attacks in Jordan.
Among those across the table from the president, Clinton, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, critic of the Iraq policy, top defense and diplomatic leaders going back to the Kennedy and Nixon eras are also among those at this White House meeting, Chris.
Is there anything to say this morning about the major stress suffered by his minister, Ariel Sharon?
Yes, they're mostly restricting their comments now to expressions of concern as Sharon fights for his life. Calling the prime minister a man of courage, said that even without Sharon at the helm, Israelis have a strong desire for peace, Chris.
Prime Minister Sharon is in this morning following 7 hours of surgery to stop the bleeding in his brain following the stroke, but he's still under sedation and on a respirator. He'll ever be able to return to his official duty, Cabinet Minister Nabil.
There's a lot of uncertainty here about where how the Israelis are going to go with the of the Sharon era.
President Mahmoud Abbas says Sharon's condition causes him great worry. The Food and Drug Administration's reviewing safety questions associated with drugs used to treat ADHD. Attention deficit hyperactivity, NASDAQ up by 6. This is CS News.
Red Serious.
Murder suspect located inside his residence.
They have a variety of weapons in there.
Sawed-off shotguns, AK-47s.
The solution is obvious.
When the citizens need help, they call the public team.
Dallas SWAT, the real life series that puts you in the crossfire.
They're going to see us coming. There's no doubt in my mind.
Dallas SWAT premieres tonight at 10, 9 central. Only on A&E.
No longer need.
I sold it.
And dolls and collectibles taking up space.
I sold it.
Welcome to I Sold It or Sell on eBay. Drop off your stuff. When it sells, you get a check. And your old designer clothes and tickets and guitars and car parts and bikes and watches and
I sold it.
I sold it. The easy way to sell on eBay on its paper. For a store near you, call 877 I Sold It. Franchises.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. CyberKnifeCK.com.
AM. This afternoon, so Cannon delays heading into Lakewood.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:04, 4 minutes after 9. Hi, day 48 and 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good to have you along here this morning. All right, let's just ask Leon Panetta. And it's good to have him on the program. Mr. Panetta, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Jay.
Yeah, it's really good to talk to you. First of all, top of the news this morning, what do you make of outreach by President Barack Obama, policymakers to the White House, including Madeleine Albright, Alexander Haig, and the list just goes on and on?
Well, I think that's part of the PR campaign that's been going on over the last couple months to get his position in Iraq. And so I'm sure, you know, this is kind of a standard ploy.
I mean, come on. He's out there like it seems like now, like every other day, get standard stump thing that he does.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious that they're all on the run pretty badly because if you'll just look at the news today, we've had almost the worst killings going on in Iraq. These killings continue to go on. We continue to see problems with regards to that country being able to come together and develop any stability. I think the problem is that, you know, he can run and he can talk, but unless things change in Iraq, he'll be in trouble.
You think it's going to haunt him through the whole last 3 years?
I think for the ball game. I think he put all of his chips on the issue of being a strong leader, someone who could be tough, someone who could basically go ahead and conduct this war in Iraq, and I think his whole legacy will rise or fall with.
You think he lied to us? You think he twisted intelligence? I mean, the reason I...
The White House, you know, you do get intelligence, and we get a lot of the same intelligence, and the problem is that if the president makes the decision that he wants to do something, and the administration makes a decision that it wants to do something, that converts into basically a sales force, and when you're a sales force trying to pitch a certain policy, you're going to basically take whatever information you can get and try to slant it towards information, some of it weak, some of it wrong. to basically bolster the position that it was time to go to war in Iraq, and I think they'll bear the responsibility for that for a long time.
The reason I ask that is because here's the spin you get. The spin you got out of the Republicans and out of the GOP and out of the right, the Clinton administration had a, they saw the same information about Saddam Hussein that the White House, that George W. Bush is, and how can George W. Bush have misled the country if President Clinton and Bill Clinton had the same information?
Well, the reality dealing with Saddam Hussein was basically to contain him, and that was actually working pretty successfully until I started to attack.
909 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We've got former White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta, also the director of the Panetta Institute, a nonpartisan center for the study of public policy, located at California State University, which is really a nice place, I have to say. Let's go to Abramoff now. He says Abramoff indicates that he could implicate as many as 60 lawmen. What's your take on this deal?
Well, he basically took the buy and sell operation in Washington and took it to an extent that it's going to be comparable to the Teapot Dome scandal in Washington, because it basically is one guy who was there to buy and sell, manipulate policies in his favor, take money from the Indian tribes, distribute it around Washington, Republicans. I mean, that's the reality, is that, giving money to Democrats, and I think he spread some money around Democrats in terms of campaign contributions. When it came to getting what he wanted, he always was going to Tommy or some of the people on the Republican side who could basically deliver for him.
You think that this, because I've heard conflicting viewpoints on this, and a lot of people on the right say, well, this is no big deal, and this story hasn't got lead over in the midterm elections in November.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, this is, as I said, it's just the beginning of this going to testify against a number of other staffers and members of Congress, and then you're going to have, obviously, a judicial go after them. I think this thing is going to continue to blow on the Republicans. Even Newt Gingrich is saying you better take some very quick action to get rid of DeLay, get rid of some of these other people. Luckily, in that one act, did something that I think is probably the most irresponsible position that a president can take in this country. For 200 years, we've had checks and balances. Our forefathers intended that the key in this country was going to be power in any one branch of government. They didn't want a king. They didn't want a kingdom. They didn't want a star chamber court. So they created balances. And that's what we've had for over 200 years. This is a president who's subject to any check and balance. And I think that's wrong. And I think he ought to, clearly needs to act. This country needs to respond to make this president or any Republican or Democrat.
Should he be impeached?
Well, we'll have to find out whether, how deliberate it was. But I there's no question in my mind that this has to be fully investigated, because what we're finding out is that even there was a lot of opposition to him taking this position. We see a lot of young people basically turned off about politics and public service in our time. I mean, all of the research we've done, all of the studies we've done indicate that young people, almost by 73, 74, do not want to have a career in public policy. And that concerns us, because ultimately our democracy depends on young people. So our mission is to try to inspire young people to get involved in public service. We do it through internship programs. We do it through leadership programs. We do it through master's. What we're trying to do is to get young people to understand that they have to play a role in our system of government going to take place.
All right, and if somebody who is a young person, there's out quite a few of them, sounds like a great thing. How do they get involved with the Panetta Institute?
Well, they can basically visit info@panettainstitute.org, and they can get full information on our program, apply to the Institute if they're interested in public policy.
Thank you. Things to say, and I hope you thought he did, too. All right. Open phones now at 303-700. Abramoff and A. Murtha's comments about the military. We've just gotten into so much stuff here this morning. There's so much out there to talk about, discussion with you about, because I wasn't here, I was on vacation. I've never had a discussion with any of you about whether you really believe that George W. Bush should be impeached. That question on the air, the I word. You want to respond to that? I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. I sat in for me's against it. I got to be honest with you all the time. I'd love to see the guy impeached. I mean, okay. I really, really would. And I think that the Republicans should so have a total investigation of this whole NSA business, as Leon Panetta just talked about.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the new, call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you agree, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil, Capri delivers better and faster results. It's doctor recommended, purified, and mercury free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. 717544.
Need some room? Then go to milehighmarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic workout buff. Then the new size bike is for you. All this and more is available at milehighmarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off. Milehighmarket.com, powered by Gately's.
A deadly infectious disease called MS killed my daughter. Parents and
for any case of post-holiday blues, it's the winter clearance. With savings of up to 50% off Gander Muscles, get 30 to 50% off men's, women's sportswear and outerwear. 25 to 50% on accessories. Plus, during the Gander Mountain winter clearance, you can get an additional 10% off all clearance and get 40% off all in-stock tree stands. So hurry into Gander Mountain and get those things you didn't find under your tree. Or just get yourself a big head start on spring. But while winter going on through the end of January, you need to hurry in now for the best selection. Hey, there's no letdown prices. Gander Mountain. We live outdoors.
But I could order in French. I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-222. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring
dollars at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please aggressive talk AM 760.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jesse.
Boulder's progressive talk.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. I'm Dave Dunn. AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk. Jay Martin along with you. 303-713-7600. And we'll do that. We do that every morning between 9 and 10. And then it's for the non-power hour between 6 and 7. When management is usually asleep, we do have topics, but we play it kind of loose there, too. Let's go to Fred and Deb. Good morning. Good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. I wanted to tell you, I respect you, and I have a lot of affection for you in Denver, and I like listening to you, but the reason I listen to you now is it reinforces everything that's basically opposite to what the people on your station talk about, which is just...
It went above FISA, and when they did not use FISA... and they had that, if you go examine the facts, Clinton went back and brought it before a FISA court. So you struck out on that premise. Let me finish. That was a nice try, but that didn't work.
No, I didn't strike out on it because it was two totally different issues as well.
It's a totally different issue, sir. I mean, Fred, in all due respect to you, wiretaps... Yes, I will. I'll let you finish, but
I didn't know if you were going to let me finish or not.
For you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just feel like it was two different issues. The FISA court was set up in 1978 where the technology had no idea. We also, I mean, what's the big problem with these NSA wiretaps that buy Al-Qaeda from out of the craft? What's the problem with that?
Because we don't have any idea what the wiretaps were about because they were never subject review. And the 1978 law is the 1978 law. And the chief executive of this country is supposed to follow the law. I don't care whether you make an excuse about the technology has changed. You know, only a small minority of Congress people, only a small minority of senators were ever told about this. That's 14 out of 535 senators were told about it. And after they were told about it, and they weren't told completely, after they were somewhat briefed on it, then they were told that they couldn't tell anybody, so they couldn't introduce any legislation. And senators who have been to these meetings have come forward and said that they were told, insulted that it was going on. I wonder, what's your answer to that?
That is that we're talking about two different situations.
We're not talking about two different situations. Where do you get the idea that we're talking about...
we're talking about wiretap as opposed to being involved with a criminal. The president's duty to protect the country from
that
outside.
Has, you know what? That's a weak argument, and the fact is
that's a weak argument
because you know what? When you do a talk show, you're involved in give and take, pal. And I'm not trying to bully you. I'm trying to bring out that what you're saying doesn't hold. And if you go read, you know, you can laugh all you want, but if you go read the 1985, exactly where they go. And let me tell you something, pal. You want to engage that kind of behavior, which is fine. You found the right boy to play with, okay? Because I've got the fact, and I gave them to you repeatedly. And don't try to play a bait and switch on me because it's not going to go anywhere. So come on back, Freddy, anytime you think you can handle it, pal. But you know what? Next at the table. Next time, know what you're talking about. Because you certainly don't this time. You there, Adrian?
I am. Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I was all right until that.
don't let them get you. These Kool-Aid drinkers are the party of, you know, less government, less intrusive government, like to be wiretapped. I'm not really calling about that, though. I'm calling more about the Senator Murtha comments about not, you know, telling folks. I don't think he's off base with that. I don't necessarily understand Ed Schultz's view on this. When you go back to the, I think it's the Progress for the American Century, the Paul Wolfowitz.
Well, the military is being damaged. We have a bad foreign policy. The military is being misused, as Jody, an earlier caller, brought up. It's being misused, and therefore, I would advise my kids not to be part of the military.
Right.
But then there's also the position that the military is an honorable thing, that serving your country is an honorable, and somehow saying, like, well, you know, you should stay away from them.
Let me give you a little history about myself. I serve my country honorably. I would tell my children for a couple reasons. Number one, you take this, there are several examples, but, you know, they just voted to cut. The Congress every year gives themselves a raise, right? My dad fought in Vietnam. Two tours, Jay. He didn't go to the VA to get his teeth worked on. Anyone who's fought
to... I don't dispute anything you're saying there, and... There's an excellent article about Iraq in this month's Harper. The reporter opens up the article by talking about the fact that he's got a top-of-the-line bulletproof vest, that he's got top-of-the-line armor, and that the soldiers that he's with look at him with envy, and that they wish that, and I think we ought to provide them the best, but not only in health care, but also in equipment. But to me, that's kind of a separate thing to saying... You know, I got to tell you, I mean, the more we discuss this over the last hour and a half, the more I'm really torn about this. I don't know,
But, Jay, if you would tell your kids not to go, a U.S. senator tell...
You know what? I don't know if I would tell my kids not to go. I think what I would do...
To fight in this war?
Well, I think what I would do, what I would see as being the pros and cons, and then let them make the decision themselves.
I would tell them, do not join the military. That's just my opinion. Not a just war. And I'm not going to, you know, request that other people send their kids for a cause like this.
All right, Adrian. Man, you know, I appreciate you calling. I really want to see you later.
Bye.
I'm not sure what the right answer to this is. I really am not. Because in the ultimate end, your kids are going to do what they want to do. You know? So what do you tell them? 9:30, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive traffic.
Well, it looks like we're finally back to normal along southbound I-25, getting across downtown. A little busy down through the bridges as you wind your way through T-Rex, but overall an improvement. Yeah, late problems down 270, getting now near York, and they're still working on that in the lane of traffic. That's backed up past I-70. Switching those delays, westbound 6th Avenue, stop and go, approaching Kipling, getting out to Union Sims. Earlier multi-crash there. They're also going to structure in that vicinity. Weather today, sunny skies.
Ask your doctor about immunization.
From the National Meningitis Association.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I just want to thank him for helping me take it easy.
These people quit smoking forever or lost weight and kept it off using hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents World Grip with Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Sessions are affordable at
$59.95. You have to go. You should go.
Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. This is your time. Call 800-907.
I feel fantastic, and I couldn't be happier.
Call 800-735-6907.
9:32 o'clock. And if you're, you know, if you're bored with your job, or maybe you just, why not try Rocky's Autos? Now, check this out. There's no commitment to be made here. Rocky's Autos is holding a free automotive training seminar. They'll train you, and you can be part of Colorado's number one volume dealer. They're holding their second annual introductory auto sales training seminar. 646. It's going to take place Monday, January the 9th. Registration and snacks between 5 and 6. It's 6 and 9. So it's only 3 hours out of your life to find out if this kind of a challenge for you. And top producers, top people on the sales team at Rockies earn between $7,000 and $10,000 a month. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, give them a call, 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Ask for Colby or for Dave. 63rd and Federal, good people to work for and a great people to buy from.
You are not easy to pin down. You're not one-dimensional. You're diverse. You have a lot of hobbies and pastimes or a bountiful bouquet of televised entertainment. That's why Comcast Digital Cable is offering bundles of choice for just $49.99 for 3 months. For the sports fan, there's ESPN, Fox Sports, and Altitude. The Kidding You gets Nickelodeon, Noggin, and Sprout. And your inner movie buff cast today. Certain restrictions apply. Offer good through January 21st and not available in all areas. Call for details.
It's Jason 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Five minutes in front of 10, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Martin, 48. Al Franken coming up at 10, 303-713-70. And let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760.
Jay, good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, Bush is the most important responsibility and obligation to preserve the Constitution. And he goes way out of his way to do just the opposite. When you've got, I hate using the term administration, and we certainly do not need our forces engaged in an illegal and immoral war in Iraq. And I'm speaking to you as a righty, as you guys. I am not a neocon. The neocon is not only usurping the Constitution and our rights and liberties, but they are bankrupting the country and destroying the middle class.
Well, in this whole, and do you believe that the president? Do you believe George W. Bush broke the law?
I absolutely do. I believe that he should be impeached, thrown out of office, and prosecuted.
Well, you know, I've never asked people on the air here whether he should be impeached or not, and you know, that's why I couldn't get where this guy Fred was coming from when he kept saying it was too difficult for a court in the criminal case. I think it's what you got to, you know, that you have to have oath or affirmation as according to the Fourth Amendment. And then in the national security case, you still have to have oath or affirmation, and you go before the FISA court, and you get the time agrees with the executive branch over this, and thus the frustration, which, and this scares me, that there are people out there that don't know what the Fourth Amendment says. They don't read the Fourth Amendment. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is about. To me, the Fourth and the Sixth are sacred. You know, they're sacred. I mean, we have something that no other country in the world has got.
And let's not forget the Second Amendment. Okay, the entire Constitution is written by the founding fathers. Well, that's true, but. What we have to do, I think, is with this thing with Mr. Abramoff, let's let it play out. See sing like a canary.
Oh yeah, that's part of his plea agreement.
Yeah, let's let the chips fall where they may. Left, right, in between, I don't care. If these people have been taking money and using their influence to influence their votes, to me, that's bribery.
Yeah, I agree on that, but I got to go back to what I said before, and Leon Panetta said it too. Party in power, what is the party agenda? And the majority of the money went to the GOP, and you can even make a case that Democrats actually didn't take money. What they did was is they took it through tax, or they took it through, like, Indian tribes. Hey, Harry, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to run. Let's go to Mark who's been hanging on in Denver. Mark,
reducing services, and along with that, trying to privatize everything. So therefore, with all this going on, they're ending up talking about we're behind the military. Whereas I see it in reality, they just want to do it. Doesn't have a profit margin, and they want to close it down. And that's what all services, including the new Medicare prescription plan, not to mention, if you go to what you see out front, you don't see MPs or SPs out front. What you see is private cops.
Yeah, you know, well, they, you know, you're right. I mean, that's
they want to privatize.
It's a good way for them to put money in the pockets of their contributors and big business. So you're right about that. They're declaring war on the mass and the lower middle class, and while turning around and giving their and their big buddies in the top 1% of this country enormous tax fiscal mismanagement.
Yeah, that is correct. And you often have Deanna Baguette on the year program, and she often meets with the veterans, and she can verify what I'm saying as far as them trying to close VA, privatize them, and basically just set them down. If they can't be set down, privatize them, contract
them. I agree with you 100%. Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate the call and country. Right. Appreciate it. One line open at 3.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it as gas. Humphrey Foundation and the Ad Council.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robot 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available.
With eastbound 270.
We can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots for generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll send you a free report with fascinating facts at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 300-3414.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet, a masterpiece.
The Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as murdered at the Munich Olympics. This is the text.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, In Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screen.
You are now free to move about the country.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free make a fortune with online eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal and not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway. Make a fortune with this illegal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
If traffic reporters are in rush hour.
And it looks like things are falling through the mess track pretty well. Oh, wait a minute. There's Pete stalled on the shoulder. It'll be a tie-up soon.
It's time for you to buy a new car. Visit a Denver area
on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:47, 13 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 48. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. I'd love to tell you what I'm thinking right now. John Turk. Well, I only have like 13 minutes to make up my mind. I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get about this. I know I'm going to get it. And you know, I am to a tad bit at myself for losing my temper with Fred. But you know, back him because he's not here to defend himself. But what do you do, facts, and you can't get people to see what those facts are? And that the person who comes to the table with, and so their end result is to laugh. And to say to you, because it's easy to get on, and the best people to call this time of the morning. Or to call between 6 and 7, or between 7 and 8, or between 8 and 9. It's a heavy commitment to get people to call in, because most of you have some place to be, something to do with your lives. But, you know, the people who call this radio station, the people who are well-informed, they do care, even though sometimes I disagree.
Your radio show, and appreciate, again, the courage that you use in terms of bringing a lot of these issues to us. Certainly has opened up dialogue. what I want to talk about today was the folks that are in your camp are experiencing, certainly as of late, that are out there. And I've got a solution. Again, if the Democrats offer a form of solution on a shorter-term basis, I would say no. But my solution to what's going on would be, if we want to make some real the lobbyists stop the war in Iraq, why don't a group of us, in fact, not for 6 months, do something illegal like postpone our tax obligations, pay the interest that we would need to do that, cripple the federal government because they rely certainly on our tax receipts in order to be able to do their dirty work, and then go in and say, hey, this is our proposal for some dramatic changes here. To sap them lifeblood that makes them operate, again, in the financial condition that they're in right now, listen to, I think, strong and good and proper proposals.
Well, you know, first of all, what you're advocating, number one, is against the law, and it's been tried before.
It's not against the law, Jay, if you postpone your taxes for 6 months, which you're allowed to do. I've actually done some research with the IRS website. You can postpone your taxes for up to 6 months, 1% of what you would owe at the point by which you write that check for the 6 months for your money. If 50 to 100 million people did this,
yeah, but what about the idea that the things that government does do, which are valuable and good,
right,
and besides the people who hate government can't run it, which is what's going on currently with this administration and the GOP. I mean, they're, you know, they subscribe to the Grover Norquist idea of
except their interest rates would climb to 8-9%.
Yeah, but that's, you know what, but that backfires on us too. I mean, we're borrowing money now to be able to finance
what's
going on.
How does it backfire if, in fact, you get them to withdraw from Iraq as of July 4th?
I don't think they're going to do that. That's number.
They have to. They don't have the money to finance.
Boy, you know, I can hear your frustration, but you know, don't you think a better alternative would be that if all of us took time out or did whatever we could do, whether it's give $5, give $10, give $20, or $20, or work in your own congressional district, right, left, or, you know, get involved. Don't you think that's a better solution than trying to pull a stunt of cash-starving the government?
I believed that the system itself was not broken. I would say, yeah, let's do that. Can we rely on our lawmakers, even the Democrats?
Yeah, I think we can.
How strong have those people been for us?
Well, you know what? The Democrats are in the minority party. Anytime you're in the minority party, you have trouble getting your ideas and getting your agenda across. That's the way the American system operates. But there are a lot of Democrats out there who are putting up vacations going, get this administration looked into, and halt a lot of this monkey business that's going on here. I mean, you know, example.
I don't even disagree with you, Jay, but the bottom line is, when would this happen?
Look at Russell
Feingold.
Will
it happen next year?
Yeah, I think it will. Because I'll tell you something, there's a CNN Gallup poll out. I was talking about it yesterday. The number one thing that people answered about, you know, wasn't the war in Iraq. You know what the number one thing, wasn't the economy. The number one thing they brought up was corruption in Congress. And they said it's going to be a key element when they vote. And this Abramoff is going to keep that corruption story alive for a long time to come. And the people are going to be...